they're used to us playing as well. Better damage than they really like to shoot the outside shot. It sounds like it's pretty quick to shoot it most of the time as well. Ball down the floor, they like to keep it through the air, not really put it on the deck.
Bauman and Stanley Trench, the Bombers the best of luck with Stanley. They can do time and mentally try to drainage problems, along with sewer and water problems for residential and commercial. Bauman and Stanley Trenching also does well closures and landscapes. Contact Brian, 641-740-0335 or Rick, 641-740-0384. Bauman and Stanley Trenching wish you an air case
and Bauman. Very well be. Nikes and the Bombers. A little more, a little less than 45 minutes away from tip time in that contest. We're going to continue along with our pregame show here today. We thank all of our sponsors here for our ball game. We're going to hear from some of we'll have some updates for you from some of the coaches, players. Corey Marks will join us here a little bit. We visit with London Vice, Danny McCorkle, and Shelby Sorensen, some of the principals on the team as well, as our pregame show continues here. We'll take a break and we'll hear from Corey Marks right after this. You're listening to High School Basketball. You're on KJM.
Call Tires and Service and Weather Blue to grade the value of your property. Protect your investment with new roof today.
We're back now on our pregame show. We get ready for today's roofing
specialized in residential and commercial alternative game. First Insured and they offer annual service contracts on commercial roofs. Visiting specialized tear offs to new construction. They can take care of your repairs too. Congratulations on Weather and State. Want to keep the value of your property? Give Schaefer Roofing a call at 1-800-996-7221.
Adair Casey's only finished a state tournament in girls basketball. High school history was a total clash, but once was a they're playing with other kids and all kinds of history.
They say there's a tool for every job. So well, for a lot of Iowa farmers, that tool is the Polaris Ranger. Just think about the many uses of the Ranger. Checking livestock, fixing fence, shuttling equipment between fields, or taking your dog for a ride. The Polaris Ranger takes the worst miles off your pickup. Olson's Outdoor Power in Atlanta knows how important this machine is to a modern farm and is fully stocked with the machines, the accessories, and the parts to get you started or keep you going. Olson's Outdoor Power, your one-stop service and equipment shop.
Pretty fast team, pretty aggressive
Bryce
team.
Well, Kevin, kind of started out how I figured the season would start out.
We knew that Tyson would be tough right away just because we were young. We knew our Weaver would be tough in anybody in the state tournament. Even the Lost Girls, they've been in big games. They understood how to play the big games. So we knew that those games would be tough. And our goal was to be at the top of the competition and to at least be competing for something. And we found ourselves there. You know, just kind of as the season progressed, just kind of reach further and further out, trying to, you know, not settle for where we're at, just keep on.
Maybe it was the same with some of the new teams coming into the Rolling Valley Conference this year. Do you approach it that way? Is it a big deal?
When it comes to protecting what matters most, keep it simple. Ensure your car and home at Farm Bureau, and you'll have a combined policy with one deductible that can cover it all.
Talk about your first individual reservation for you. Is this what you envision for your senior season?
Yeah, they are pretty explosive. If you look at their stats on paper, they can put the ball through the hoop.
Talk about
and
your teammates.
It's kind of deceiving with their stats because they're not shooting right at the three-point line. They're shooting 4 and 5 foot back. I mean, these guys, they might have a wide-open alley for a layup, and they'll kick it out for somebody for a three. So they're looking to shoot from outside. So we are definitely going to be challenged on the defensive side to spread out a little bit more than what we're usually comfortable with, and maybe challenge them to put the ball on the floor a little bit more than what hopefully they want to do. And
I know that if anyone would get into foul trouble anymore,
they put a lot of pressure on you up and down the floor there.
I have so much
people
confidence
flying at you from every direction,
can,
and
we can do
you just
got to
be composed and
you had a
realize that
season,
it, there's two people coming at you. Somebody's obviously going to be open and find that person and get the ball moved quickly and
I know your
take advantage
free
of what they
you like getting
leave
fouled?
Open
you mind
how
that
they
when
play.
You have to go shoot at the free throw line?
Matchups decent for my favorite thing to do.
Do you work a lot on those things?
It's kind of hard to tell on paper and on game tape what the matchups are.
Well, it's a lot of fun to have success like this, too, and to be able to do it with teammates. Do you have any special moments that you're going to remember outside of the state tournament trip? Any special moments you'll think back on maybe down the road that that really stick out for you this year?
I'd have to say winning conference.
Yeah. Well, it's a goal you set at the beginning of the season, I'm sure, and now you've reached it, and now you get a chance to play on the big stage at the state basketball tournament. So it's a great memory to be able to make. Let's make it three times. Let's play three games down there. What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Well, London, again, congratulations and good luck today.
Thank you.
You bet. That's London Vice, one of the senior leaders of this Adair Casey basketball team. We'll take a timeout. Be back with more in just a moment. You're listening to state championship basketball here on KJAN.
Take the legwork out of planning next season with an all-new Meridian 2012 seed tender from Adair Feed and Grain. With a hydraulic action that moves the conveyor up and down and 180 degrees side to side, you're not hopping up and down the planter all day. And with hydraulic gate shutoffs, electric start engines, and remote controls, you're working smarter with Adair Feed and Grain Company.
This is Randy at Adair Feed and Grain Company, and we are dedicated to improving your bottom line. Come in and let us show you how.
Attention farmers, spring is coming, and Adair Auto Supply, your local Napa dealer in Adair, has all your spring planting supplies. Get your filters, hydraulic hoses, bearings, all your automotive parts and needs. Stop in and visit Adair Auto Supply today at 303 Audubon in Adair, or give them a call at 641-742-3616. Adair Auto Supply wishes the Bombers the best of luck in the state basketball tournament.
This time of year, our vehicles get so dirty inside and out. Isn't it great that Auto Splash in Adair and Anita can accommodate all our needs? Start with the inside using the vacuums, or the outside by washing it. Whether you like to have your vehicle washed automatically or you'd like to do it yourself in the self-serve bay, Auto Splash has both. You can use your credit card, your wash card. You can even get gift cards. What a great gift idea. And Auto Splash is open 24/7, so you can have a clean vehicle all the time.
After the storm passes, our job begins. With local claims service, Farmers Mutual Hail will be on the scene fast to evaluate your damage and get you back on your feet. With well over 100 years of financial stability, Farmers Mutual Hail is the calm after the storm. For service, stability, and satisfaction, look for the Cloud and Insurance Store Limited, your local Farmers Mutual Hail agent. Contact Insurance Store Limited in Adair and Casey today. Farmers Mutual Hail and Insurance Store Limited are equal opportunity providers.
The Redwood Steakhouse in Anita has a long-standing tradition of being here and providing a wonderful, relaxing dining experience. For the last 43 years, the Redwood has been open 7 nights a week. Begin your evening with a cocktail, the Redwood's number one onion rings, and their one-of-a-kind relish tray, while your choice of beef, pork, chicken, or seafood is cooked for you just the way you like it. Make tonight the night you dine at the Redwood Steakhouse in Anita. After all, it's a tradition.
We're back now on our pregame show and visiting with one of the seniors on this basketball team. Danny McCorkle joins us now. And Danny, it's got to be a lot of fun for you to be able to play through this senior year like this and then reach a goal that I'm sure you set at the beginning of the year.
Actually, we've had this goal. Well, I've played with London ever since third grade, and it's always been something we've talked about. It's definitely exciting getting here finally and just see what we can do.
Yeah. Talk about this senior year. This season's turned out very well for you, obviously, with the state tournament bid. The Rolling Valley Conference was new this year. It's a tougher conference than the old Rolling Hills Conference. Do you think that's made you stronger?
Yeah, I mean, the Rolling Hills Conference last year was always great for us, too. But coming into this new one, we knew we had tougher teams. And, you know, we took 3 losses during conference. And we knew and we told ourselves after those losses we just had to come back stronger, and that's what we did.
Yeah, well, it's, and you've had your moments. There have been some tough moments during the season, too. A couple of losses to Arweva. I know you'd like to have a couple of those shots back again, but, and you didn't get that in the postseason. But the team stepped up, played well, was able to work their way here to the state basketball tournament. How much at this point do you know about Burlington Notre Dame? Have you had a chance to really look at tape and kind of see, get a feel for what they're going to do?
I mean, we've seen a few tapes, not too much, but, I mean, there's not a whole lot of changing you can do. You just have to go and be the team you are and play like you always play, I guess.
Talk about your team. What makes you guys strong?
We work really well together. You know, we're faster and quicker this year than I think we've ever been, and that's good. It plays a good role in what we do this year, and we just, you know who needs to do what. We know our roles, and that's what gets us where we are.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's a good place to be, too, at the state basketball tournament like this. This is your first, well, your only opportunity now as a senior to be able to get a chance to get here. What does it mean for you to be in the state tournament?
I mean, it's awesome. Like we said, it's always been a dream of ours, and to finally achieve something you've dreamed for so many years is just extraordinary and couldn't imagine being anywhere else.
Yeah. Well, all you have to do is go out and take care of your own business. Maybe good things will happen, right?
Yep.
All right, very good. Well, Danny, again, good luck to you. Congratulations on getting this far, and have fun today.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
All right, very good. That's Danny McCorkle. We'll take a break. Be back with more in a moment. You're listening to State Championship Basketball here on KJAN.
Caring Acres in Anita is proud to announce that we were named U.S. News Best Nursing Homes for 2013. Hi, this is Marty Wills, and Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab Center is a licensed, skilled nursing facility offering professional caring staff, satisfying homemade meals, and spacious rooms with all the amenities needed for a comfortable living experience. We offer physical, occupational, and speech therapies, plus on-site IV therapy and wound management for both short-term and long-term rehabilitation. We are duly certified with Medicare and Medicaid, and we invite you to come see all the changes we've made here at Caring Acres in Nursing and Rehab, where caring never grows old. 1000 Hillcrest, Anita, Iowa.
Fight, 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 AC High. Fight, 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 AC High.
All of us at Brocker, Carnes, and Carnes Insurance would like to congratulate the Adair Casey Lady Bombers on their trip to the Girls State Tournament. Your hard work and dedication has paid off and got you to the well. We wish you the best of luck, and we will be cheering for you all the way.
Fight, 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 AC High. Fight, 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 AC High.
Go get them, girls, and go Bombers!
Fave Pharmacy is proud to be your good neighbor pharmacy in Adair. The friendly staff at Fave Pharmacy considers your health their top priority. That's why no matter what your questions or needs are, you will always receive knowledgeable and sincere advice. Pete Fay has over 40 years of experience as a pharmacist, so he knows that when you or a loved one is sick, getting better is of the greatest importance. Fave Pharmacy is your place to go for cards, gifts, and they now offer a photo kiosk for printing all of your favorite pictures. Fave Pharmacy, proud to be your good neighbor pharmacy in Adair. One of the many great things about living in Anita is Main Street Market, their friendly hometown grocery store. Main Street Market has a wonderful fresh meat counter, so you can make your meat selection and have it packaged however you'd like. Plus, they have a nice array of wine and spirits and a large selection of both domestic and imported beers. Main Street Market has everything for all your everyday needs. That's Main Street Market in Anita.
At Iowa Gold, we know the importance of keeping cows in shape during these winter months. As byproduct prices continue to come down, we encourage you to call us today. Good condition on cows leads to more milk, which then results in more pounds of calf weaned. Iowa Gold. Call Jim Skartveit, Beth Bowdler, or Kent Musfeldt today at 712-243-4515.
We're back now on our pregame show as we get ready for today's first-round state championship tournament basketball game, visiting with Shelby Sorensen, sophomore on this Adair Casey team. How cool is it to hear somebody talk to you about a state tournament basketball game?
It's awesome. I mean, we're doing really good this year, and we're going to make it pretty far.
Now, as a young player on this ball club, we talk with, like, Danny McCorkle. We talk with London Vice. They're seniors. They've worked for this their entire careers, and this is their last shot at getting here. Does that put extra pressure on some of the younger players on the team to perform, to make sure that they have the experience that they were hoping for?
Yeah, a little bit, but their help has really got us far, and it's going to help us in the further years.
Do you guys get good leadership through the team?
Yes, they are very helpful to all of us.
Very good. Talk about your game. What's your specialty? What do you like to do best on the basketball court?
I like talking and getting a pass and making the three-pointer.
Okay, excellent. Well, let's talk a little bit about your opponent now. I don't know how much you know about the Southern Ball Club. Do you guys spend a lot of time scouting and then working on watching the films and figuring out what Burlington Notre Dame is going to bring to the table, or are you more concerned about what you guys are going to do?
We've seen a few game tapes on them, but we're really focused and we're ready to play them.
Okay. Now, they look like they want to play an up-tempo style of basketball. They put a lot of points on the board. They shoot a lot of basketballs during the course of the game. They put up a bunch of shots this year. And they also are a team that that actually shoots the ball pretty well, considering as many shots as they put up. You like that kind of an idea, that you can get up and down the floor with them?
Yeah, we can run with them. We can do it.
Okay. Well, tell me, what's the best part about this ball club? What's the thing that makes this ball club come together more than anything else?
Our teamwork and how much we work together.
Okay, very good. So everybody gets along, everybody likes each other, and everybody's going to celebrate a victory today together.
Yes.
All right. Good confidence boost there. Well, Shelby, again, congratulations on what you've been able to accomplish so far this year, and good luck today.
Thank you.
You bet. That's Shelby Sorensen. We'll take a break. Be back with more in just a moment. You're listening to State Championship Basketball here on KJAN.
Farmers face many challenges that are outside their control, like grain and livestock prices, regulations, and weather. This is Wes from Rolling Hills Bank and Trust. Make sure your lender is not on your list of challenges. Our experienced loan officers understand farming and the challenges you face. We will work with you to provide a financing solution tailored to your operation. As you start to plan for 2014, Rolling Hills Bank would like an opportunity to show you how commitment to agriculture is more than just a slogan. Member FDIC.
Spring is almost here. Do you need some dirt work done? Then give Plowman Earthmoving in Adair a call. Plowman Earthmoving specializes in ag, soil conservation work, terracing, waterways, ponds, tree removal, demolition, site grading, pipe work, basement digging, all bulldozing and excavating work. Any dirt work you need, give them a call at 641-740-0438. Plowman Earthmoving in Adair wishes the Adair-Casey Lady Bombers the best of luck at the Girls State Basketball Tournament.
Don't let an old and weathered roof degrade the value of your property. Protect your investments with a new roof today. Call Corey Schaefer at Schaefer Roofing. Schaefer Roofing specializes in residential and commercial roofing. They are fully insured and they offer annual service contracts on commercial roofs. They specialize in tear-offs to new construction and can take care of your repairs too. When your roof is old and weathered and you want to keep the value of your property, give Schaefer Roofing a call at 1-800-996-7321.
The secret's out. For great pizza, you need to go to Zips Pizzeria on Main Street in Adair. Zips is not your regular run-of-the-mill pizza place. Zips is a wonderfully unique pizza experience, from the all-meat pizza called the Bomber to the Ram, the Rocket, and the Italian Stallion. Oh, be sure and try their melt-in-your-mouth cinnamon dessert sticks, too. Everything at Zips is homemade, and they are open Monday through Thursday, 5 to 9 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 5 to 10. That's Zips Pizzeria in Adair. Also, check zipsphotos.com for sports pictures.
Olsen's Outdoor Power, your one-stop service and equipment shop.
They say there's a tool for every job. Well, for a lot of Iowa farmers, that tool is the Polaris Ranger. Just think about the many uses of the Ranger. Checking livestock, fixing fence, shuttling equipment between fields, or taking your dog for a ride. The Polaris Ranger takes the worst miles off your pickup. Olson's Outdoor Power in Atlantic knows how important this machine is to the modern farm and is fully stocked with the machines, the accessories, and the parts to get you started or keep you going. Olson's Outdoor Power, your one-stop service and equipment shop.
Jim Peel, Chris Parks back with you here in Des Moines as we get ready for state tournament basketball here this afternoon between Adair Casey and Burlington Notre Dame just after 3 o'clock. You're listening to high school basketball here on AM 1220, FM 101.1, KJAN Atlantic, Iowa. Earlier today, Colonesco beat Linville Sully 38-34 as they came back from a point down after three to rally back for the victory. 19 points for Caitlin Reese to help them pick up the victory. 19 points and 13 rebounds in that game for Reese, helping lead Colonesco to that first-round victory. They'll play Newell Fonda in a 1A semifinal round game on Wednesday night. Newell Fonda picked up a 73-37 win over Bedford earlier today. They held Bedford to just 27% shooting from the floor, 14 of 52 in that contest, as they held down Bedford and came up with the victory. Four players in double digits. Haley Fallon had 16 points. Also 16 points for Claudia Larson in that ball game. Renee Manneman had 13 points and also 10 for Brianna Wells to help lead Newell Fonda to that convincing victory earlier today over Bedford in the earlier games. Now the game just finished up here a little bit ago. It was Janesville picking up the victory as Janesville won 58-46 over Rockford in a game that Janesville took control of. Second half, the game was relatively close early on, but Janesville took control, especially in that second half of the basketball game, and went on to the victory as they got nice performances tonight, this afternoon from Victoria Leo at 14 points, also 13 points and 11 rebounds for Brittany Hansen, 12 points for Mary Hovenga, and also a 13-rebound performance from Sylvia Amelie as they held Rockford to just 30% shooting, 18 of 61 from the floor in that contest as Janesville advances. They'll play the winner of this game on Thursday morning in a Class 1A semifinal round basketball game. These teams, neither one has much of a tournament background, quite frankly. Each of these teams has been here once before today, and for Burlington Notre Dame, that was last year, and for Adair Casey, it was 22 years ago in 1992 in the six-player tournament. But each of these schools has the identical records coming into this ball game and state tournament play. Each 1-1, each picked up a first-round victory. In 1992, Adair Casey in the six-player tournament picked up a 69-59 first-round win over Midland. And in the quarterfinals, they were defeated by Osage 76-48 as they were eliminated from the tourney. For Burlington Notre Dame last year, they were winners 60-43 over Colonesco in the first round of the 1A tournament before being defeated in the semifinals by Central Lions 76-53. So somebody's going to give themselves a little better chance. You know, I don't know how much benefit it is to having been here last year and having that little bit of tournament experience, but both these teams relatively fresh when it comes to this type of stage.
Yeah, it helps a little bit for Burlington Notre Dame being here last year, just the familiarity with it, you know, the few players that were here and got to experience just the typical ongoings, you know, what your day is like here. You feel a little bit more comfortable out there, and you already know what the floor is like. That helps a little bit, but, you know, Adair Casey's had plenty of time to get here earlier today, walk around, and now plenty of time to warm up here between games as well. So not too much of an edge, but, you know, that little bit of experience does, I'm sure, give the Nikes a little bit of confidence coming into this one.
And I can't speak for Burlington Notre Dame. I don't know what their routine is, but I do know Adair Casey's routine this week is they're not doing anything different. They came down here this morning. They got here a few hours before game time like they would for any other road game. They will head back home after the ball game. The plans are is if they win this first round game and play Thursday, they'll come back down Thursday and then head home again. They're not going to make anything special here this week. They want to try to keep it as normal as possible for their ball players. And, you know, Coach Corey Bartz was telling me the other day, he says, ever since we qualified for the tournament, it's just all it's been is just a bunch of distractions. Well, welcome to success. That's what happens, you know, when you get a chance to play in the state tournament. And, you know, of course, he and his coaching staff, he and Mike Cooley, trying to manage those distractions as best they can. Let the players worry about the basketball.
Well, yeah, that's nice, you know, as a coaching staff, to go ahead and do that for the players as well and make it feel as comfortable as you can and try not to get them out of any other routine. You know, they were able to go to school for a little while here today, yet this morning, so it still feels somewhat like a normal game day for them. So hopefully that will be something that's a calming influence on this team.
You bet. Two teams getting their first their opening shoot-arounds taken care of here as they get ready for this 3:15 start time this afternoon. We'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll get you familiar with these two teams. You're listening to State Championship Tournament Basketball here on KJAN.
Guns. That word can bring extreme emotions from anxiety to exhilaration. McCunn Specialty Firearms wants to take the anxiety away because when used responsibly and with cautions, guns can give you and your family a peace of mind. Practice makes perfect, so Bryce and Kevin are very excited to tell you that they have an indoor 6-lane shooting range coming soon to the corner of Highways 92 and 148 that will give you the opportunity to practice proper gun handling in a safe and friendly environment. Stop down at 210 Main Street in Messina and let McCunn Specialty Firearms give you that exhilaration and peace of mind when thinking of guns.
I'm Farm Bureau Agent Clayton Dorsey in Atlantic, and I believe good service isn't good enough. That's why I'm here to make insurance simple, to make sure your coverage always fits your life, whether you're protecting your cars, home, family, or future. So when you need insurance, there's just one person to call. Clayton Dorsey, your Farm Bureau Agent in Atlantic.
Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Give Clayton Dorsey a call at 712-243-2263.
Plowman and Stanley Trenching of Adair wish the Bombers the best of luck at state. They can do tiling for all of your farm drainage problems, along with sewer and water problems for residential and commercial. Plowman and Stanley Trenching also does well closures and landscaping. Contact Brian at 641-740-0335 or Rick at 641-740-0384. Plowman and Stanley Trenching wish the Adair Casey Bombers the best of luck at the state basketball championships.
Olsen's Outdoor Power, your one-stop service and equipment shop.
Is your Polaris Ranger ready for spring? If not, Olsen's Outdoor Power in Atlantic has what you need to get your Ranger ready for calving season and all the other chores on your spring to-do list. From general services like oil changes and installing new tires to upgrading your Ranger with a cab, a radio, or a heater, Olsen's Outdoor Power is equipped to get your machine ready before your first calf hits the ground. Don't have time to bring us your Ranger? Take advantage of our pickup and delivery service. Just stop by or call us today. Olsen's Outdoor Power, your one-stop service and equipment shop.
When you're looking for a great new gift idea for your loved ones, head to Family Vision Center in Atlantic. They carry brand-name sunglasses like Oakley, Serengeti, Olay,
Wiley X, and many more that would make great gifts. If you're not sure of the style they'd like, Family Vision Center has gift certificates available. They can use the gift certificates for all their eye care needs, including eye exams, prescription glasses, and sunglasses, too. Stop into Family Vision Center in downtown Atlantic for great gift options for all occasions.
Jim Beal, Chris Parks back with you here in Des Moines as we get ready for state tournament basketball here this afternoon. Adair Casey and Burlington Notre Dame in a first-round Class 1A girls basketball game, the quarterfinal rounds. Let's take a look at the Burlington Notre Dame Nikes as they come into the ball game here today. They come in sporting a record of 21-3 coming into today's basketball matchup. Those three losses coming to Fairfield and Keokuk and also Mediapolis in the final regular season game of the year. They picked up wins over Waco, New London, and Winfield Mount Union to get themselves to this state tournament here in Des Moines today for the second straight year. And they are led by a trio of players who are pretty good sharpshooters outside. Taylor Hickey leads them with 19.1 points a game. Also, Riley Kilbride averaging 14.5, and Courtney Coffin buries them from the outside, too, as she's averaging 11 points a game. Corey Mesker also averaging just a shade under 10 points a game. They have a lot of offensive weapons.
They sure do, and a very good shooting team percentage-wise on the season as well. You look at Hickey shooting 50% field goals here this season, 42% for Salvador, 53% for Mesker, 43% for Kilbride, and Coffin shoots 41%. So they're all players that are shooting pretty good percentages from the field, and they've made 199 three-pointers on the season, a team that loves to shoot it from the outside, and it's mainly going to be those top three. They're going to be shooting those here throughout the game here today.
Well, they shoot well from all aspects of the game as a team, 45.2 from the field, 36.8 from the arc, and 77.6% from the free throw line. So not a lot of weaknesses offensively for them, but when the shots don't fall, that's where the weaknesses come in, and we saw that in those three losses. Those three losses, none of them are particularly close, a 7-point loss, a 6-point loss, and also a 28-point loss to Mediapolis in the final game of the regular season. So they're the type of a team that when things don't go well with those shots falling, you can really peck away at them pretty quickly. Now, for Adair Casey on the other side, they're a team that's led by their senior, London Weiss. She averages 26.3 points per game. She's the only player that averages in double figures for them. She gets a lot of help from the other players, though, feeding her and becoming, opportunistic offensive players, too. They take advantage of what's out there for them. But Weiss is their go-to.
Yeah, she really is their leader, and she has been the past few seasons here for Adair Casey. And shooting 55% from the field, she is a very good shooter, and usually that's because she's shooting those high percentage shots down low and close to the basket, and so she can really get it done there offensively. You look at a couple of other players that shoot decent percentages as well, and Emma Ferguson and Shelby Sorensen. They can also contribute a little bit on the offensive end as well from the outside.
And on the other side, where they've made 199 three-pointers from Burlington Notre Dame, 62 made three-pointers from Adair Casey. They'll use the three, but they don't rely on it all that much. They shoot 40.7% from the floor. They shoot 23% from the arc, so it's not their bailiwick. And they shoot 68.5% from the free throw line, a respectable number for the ball club. And they are a team that's lost three times. They're 23-3 coming in. They lost a couple of early season games. They lost to Tri-Center in non-conference play by six. They lost an 8-point game to Arweva in conference play. And then they lost again to Arweva in the middle of the season in a 5-point matchup. They've had some very competitive games. They feel like they're pretty well tested coming into the tournament.
Yeah, I need to play teams like Xyria, Elkhorn, Kimbleton, and Arweva, teams that are going to be a toughie on you defensively, and I think they feel like that has prepared them well here throughout the season to be able to be ready for this kind of intensity that they'll experience here at the state tournament.
And they will face intensity here in this tournament, hoping to get off to a good start. They're introducing the players to the crowd here today. While they do that, we'll take another timeout, and we'll get you ready for basketball. When we come back, you're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
Dad, can you help me get this lid off the ketchup bottle?
Yeah, sure, sweetie. Let big old dad in there. Let me have a go at it. Yeah, you're right. Seems to be stuck.
Are you having trouble getting the lid off your ketchup bottle? Then maybe it's time for a visit to the Health and Wellness Center in Anita. They will help get you back in shape and strengthen and tone your muscles. The Health and Wellness Center in Anita, just south of the CAM High School. Stop in or give them a call at 762-5000.
No matter what you participate in, whether in sports or other activities, coming out on top is always an accomplishment. It should be rewarded with quality awards from Anita Engraving. For over 30 years, Anita Engraving has been supplying area schools and organizations with trophies and plaques, all uniquely designed to your specifications. To place your order, call 1-800-659-4933. That's 1-800-659-4933. Anita Engraving on Main Street in Anita, making champions feel special for over 30 years.
Look to Kingery Awning and Signs to replace that old faded sign in front of your business. Get a new sign from Kingery Awning and Signs in Casey, and your business will have a fresh, updated look that will draw people in to check out your store. They do custom sign work, lettering with custom design work, available with your graphics. Kingery Awning and Signs in Casey wishes the Adair Casey Bombers the best of luck in the girls' state basketball tournament. There's a saying, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Well, here's how to make mama happy. Take her to Happy Chef in Adair. Happy Chef offers daily lunch specials Monday through Friday, a Sunday breakfast buffet till 1 p.m., and a Friday night fish fry. Happy Chef is now serving adult beverages, too. So make mama happy. Take her and the whole family to Happy Chef, just off exit 76 in Adair. Good luck to the Adair Casey Bombers.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if one
well,
got
well, welcome. What are we doing? All right. Jim Peel, Chris Parks back with you, we think, from Wells Fargo Arena here in Des Moines as we continue our coverage of the state basketball championships. Adair Casey and Burlington Notre Dame, the starters being introduced to the crowd here this afternoon, so let's introduce them to you folks at home as well. Adair Casey will be the visiting team on the scoreboard today, wearing their road gold uniforms with the black and white lettering and trim. Bombers coached by Corey Bartz, ranked 8th coming into this tournament. Here's how they'll line up here today. It'll be Zoe Dinkla, a 5'7" sophomore out front as a guard. Also Emma Ferguson, a 5'7" sophomore at a guard spot today. Shelby Sorensen, a 5'7" guard, also a sophomore. Danny McCorkle, a 5'6" senior guard, and London Vice, a 5'10" senior forward, will be your starting five for Adair Casey. And again, everything, for the most part, offensively, runs through London Vice.
Yeah, she really is their rock, and like you said, a lot of the other players will know how to be the facilitator to help her out, and they're going to have to do a good job of handling the basketball today.
Now for Burlington Notre Dame, they're the home team on the scoreboard. The Nikes in their home whites with the blue and gold lettering and trim. They're coached by Colin Alfred. They are 21-3, ranked 2nd coming into the game here today. They go like this. Corey Mesker, a 5'9 center, a junior. Courtney Coffin at 5'5 and a junior, a guard. Riley Kilbride is a 5'7 sophomore in another guard spot. Taylor Hickey is a 5'6" junior guard. And Emily Salvador, a 6-foot senior, is the center for this Burlington Notre Dame ball club that loves the outside. We're ready to go. The two teams on the floor are ready to get after it here today. It'll be Danny McCorkle jumping up against Corey Mesker. And we are underway. Ball's in the air. Tap controlled by the Bombers. They have it first. As they work it ahead here to the front court. Out front, Zoe Dinkla with the basketball. She'll work it on the dribble right side. They pressure out top. Dinkla feeds it off now to Vice. Vice dumps it down low. Turning is Ferguson. Back to Vice on the drive in the lane. The shot up and good. London Vice hustling down the lane. Got the ball right back for the bucket. It's 2-0 Adair Casey. Wasting no time, they get up the floor in a hurry. The long pass ahead and a drive to the baseline by Riley Kilbride. And she's fouled on that far side. Going to whistle the foul on Emma Ferguson. That'll be her first and the first against the Bombers. Nikes will inbound the ball. Mesker with it left side. Mesker will turn and drive into the paint. Oops, she lost the handle on it. The ball's loose. It comes here to the outside. And it's finally chased down by Salvador. Now out across the top. Hickey with it. Left side. Out off the circle. She'll dump it to Salvador. Back to Hickey. Left side it goes now to Kilbride. She steps back outside the arc. She'll step up, fake the three, and now feed it off to Hickey, who fires one inside. It's knocked away out of bounds. It'll stay with Burlington Notre Dame. Good quick move there by Shelby Sorensen to tap that away. Nikes will have it down on the baseline. Trailing 2-0 here early. As they look to inbound, they'll fire it here to this near corner. With it is Coffin. She'll fire it all the way across to Hickey left side. She'll launch a three. That's off the mark. Rebound underneath Mesker. She'll put it back up and in. Mesker with the basket down low. We're tied at 2 apiece. Bombers facing some pressure here in the backcourt as they try to work it ahead, and they break pressure. Now it's a 2-on-1. Sorensen, bounce speed across Vice. That should have been easy. She was hit. No foul call. Now the ball comes loose. It's picked up by the Nikes. Vice down the left side. Got bumped going to the basket. No foul call. And now we got a foul coming back the other way as Coffin was hit on the dribble.
Yeah, Emmett Ferguson just kind of reached in barely touched her, but the official from the other side saw it on the kind of a weird angle and went ahead and blew the whistle right away.
That's the second one on Ferguson, so we'll have our first substitution of the ball game now as Miranda Plowman checks into the Adair Casey lineup. Hickey up the floor, going to stop and fire a three ball. That's in and out, no good, and the rebound off the floor is taken by Sorensen, and she gets shoved to the floor. And we've got a foul in the backcourt. They tried to face her up with a couple of Nikes down there. A foul going to go against Emily Salvador, and that will be her first. Team foul number one against the Nikes. Just sounds odd saying Nikes. That should be something sitting in my closet.
It's a strange nickname.
Bombers have the basketball. They'll inbound here in the backcourt. The inbound lobbed up high. It's tapped away loose and on the floor stolen by Notre Dame. As they'll leave it here near side, Hickey with it out on the circle. She'll lob it down low. It's tapped out of bounds. Last touch, though, by the Nikes. It'll be out of bounds to the Bombers. Mesker was the last to touch that lob pass down across the lane. Bombers have the basketball again. Pressure as they inbound. Ball batted away and stolen. Hickey got it. Out top. She'll fire it all the way across to the far corner. Three ball by Kilbride is good. Riley Kilbride knocks down the triple. Ball back the other direction. Now the Bombers break pressure. Now the ball's tapped away and slapped out of the hands of Dinklin. It rolls out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bombers. A lot of defensive pressure all over the court here by the Nikes early. 5-2, Notre Dame the lead. Adair Casey with the basketball. The inbound out top. It's taken by McCorkle. Danny McCorkle will look right side. Leave it now for Dinklin. They post underneath with Weiss. Now McCorkle in the corner. Across it comes to Sorensen. She's open here. Left side of the circle. The three ball in and out and back in again off the backboard. Sorensen with the three, and that ties the game at five apiece. Back the other way.
Kilbride knocks down the three right away in transition.
So that's a couple of threes for Kilbride. They waste no time firing up the shot, and it's an 8-5 ball game, Notre Dame. McCorkle front court is harassed. She picks up the dribble. Now she's fouled. Reaching in will be Kilbride picking up that foul. That'll be her first. Second team foul on Notre Dame. We're going to have another substitution as Courtney Abolt will check into the ball game now for Notre Dame. Kilbride will sit down. McCorkle will inbound here for Adair Casey. Dinkla out top with it. Fires it far side. It's stolen. Long pass taken away by Salvador. Up the floor they come now on the run. Abolt down the lane. Feeds it off. It's Hickey. She missed the shot. Rebound. Down to the baseline is out of bounds. Tried to be saved down there low by Plowman, but she stepped on the baseline. It'll be out of bounds. Back to Notre Dame. 8-5. Notre Dame leads it. They'll inbound the basketball on the baseline. In the front court. Left side it goes to Mesker. Now out top, Coffin to Hickey, left side on the arc. Coffin top of the circle, off the dribble, back to Hickey. Hickey stands outside that line they use for the Iowa Energy. Now bad pass out top, right through Salvador's hand, stolen. Up the floor now comes McCorkle. She'll slow down, lay it up, no good. Rebound put back up and in by Plowman. Miranda Plowman with the board and the bucket on the follow, and it's 8-7. Bombers trail by a point here. We have 4:48 left in this first quarter. Left side long. Three tries way off the mark. It's overshot and lost as they try to save it on the baseline. Coffin tried to fire one up from about 19 feet. It went 22 feet. Now off the floor, it's McCorkle up the floor, and she walked with the basketball. That'll turn it over. And the ball will belong to Notre Dame. For Notre Dame, a couple of fresh faces as Kilbride is back into the ball game. Also checking in now is Alyssa Schwartz for the first time. Notre Dame will inbound and bring it up the floor. As they get across the timeline, they lead by a point. It's 8-7 here with 4:28 to go first quarter. Taylor Hickey outside. Now off left side on the dribble drive. Kilbride underneath. Her shot up and good. And we got a foul call inside. As Kilbride knocks down the shot on the left side going to the baseline. And a foul whistled as well. It's going to be on Plowman.
Yeah, very aggressive that time there by Kilbride, going right to the basket along the baseline there. Got good positioning down low.
Kilbride at the free throw line now. The lefty fires and misses. A rebound taken by Plowman. So Kilbride misses on the three-point opportunity. It's 10-7. Notre Dame leading. Dinkley in the backcourt now trying to break pressure. She does as she gets it across the timeline, and we're going to have a traveling violation call.
Yeah, Dinkley looks a little bit flustered out there. She can tell that she wasn't quite expecting the pressure that she's seeing all the way up the floor, and she's going to need some help from other players to come get the basketball.
Notre Dame with a three-point lead in the basketball here in the first quarter. They work it here on the near side. Abolt back out top. Kilbride, high post, Hickey. Right side it comes. Abolt, she'll fire a three, and that's good. Abolt knocks down the triple. And it's a 13-7 ball game. We're going to have a timeout. No, we've got a carrying violation called and a timeout. As Adair Casey will turn it over, and we've got a timeout asked for as well by the Bombers. 3:47 left first quarter, 13-7. Notre Dame leads it back in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if when it got cold outside, all the bugs in your house disappeared? In a perfect world, that would be so. But we don't live in a perfect world. So that's why we have Atlantic Pest Control. Bill and the guys at Atlantic Pest Control will come and spray your house inside and out to help with the elimination of insects, rodents, and other pests. So make your bug world as close to perfect as can be. Give Bill and the guys at Atlantic Pest Control a call today at 712-243-6900. That's 712-243-6900.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Des Moines. 13-7, Notre Dame leads Adair Casey here in this first quarter. 3:42 left to go in the quarter, and they have the basketball. They feed it down low, bad pass. It was kicked. Mesker picks it up now and fires it out to Hickey. Hickey left side. Adair Casey trying to work the zone here. They feed it here near side. We got a traveling violation. Zoe Dinkler flashed across in front of Riley Kilbride as she faked the three and then took steps trying to set it back up again. So the turnover goes back to Adair Casey. Bombers have the ball. Dinkla off the inbound. Gets it to the front court. Notre Dame trying to swat at the ball at every opportunity. Now Sorensen down inside for Weiss. The throw is behind her, and it's lost and picked up by Burlington Notre Dame. Nikes to the front court. Hickey off the left side. So curl into the lane. Stop and fire it across. Kilbride fakes the three. Steps out. Lobs it low. Mesker curls left side. Feeds it all the way across. And now the jumper up. Rings in and out. No good. On the three try by Abel. It's now a foul whistled on the floor as players fighting for that loose ball rebound down low. That's going to be whistled against Notre Dame.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yep. Yeah, that's going to be against Hickey. That'll be her first and the third team foul. Bombers have the basketball. They'll look to inbound. So fire it in. Knocked away, but Weiss up with it. She'll fire it ahead now to Sorensen. She'll run it up the floor in a hurry. All the way to the hole. The shot up. No good. Oh, that's a horrible call. They're going to call a charging foul, and that's just an awful, awful call.
Way underneath the basket.
Yeah, she was way underneath the basket is right, and not set either. So that's going to be a foul call against Adair Casey. That'll be on Shelby Sorensen. Yeah, sometimes, you know, big stage, big floor, freaks out the officials as well as the players. Now out top, Burlington Notre Dame with the basketball. Across out top, it's Mesker. Mesker fires it across Kilbride. She'll step in from the free throw line. The jumper no good. Rebound inside taken by Weiss. She'll fire it out to Dinkla. Dinkla wants to get it across the timeline in a hurry and does up the far side. She's hit double teamed, and we're going to have a foul call. Nope, out of bounds. Ball knocked away out of bounds. Basketball will stay with the Bombers as they'll inbound over in front of the Notre Dame bench. Out top with it is McCorkle. 2.5 left to play here in the first quarter. Sorensen, right corner, fires up a quick three ball. That's no good. The rebound down low, tapped to the floor, picked up and then lost by Notre Dame. Schwartz had it out of bounds, and the ball, they're going to give it to Notre Dame? That's a Adair Casey basketball. What are they watching here? Schwartz picked it up and lost it out of bounds. It can't be any plainer than that. It goes the other way. Notre Dame has the basketball. Schwartz out top, leaves it for Hickey. She'll step back off the screen. Now to Schwartz. Schwartz will jump one up. No good. Rebound. Tap to the baseline. Out of bounds. And they're going to give it back to Adair Casey. That looked like it was going to go the other way. I guess that's the makeup, yeah. Danny McCorkle now will inbound. Weiss, McCorkle. So work the ball up the floor. Hickey will pick her up in the backcourt. Now Weiss with it across the timeline. Ahead here to Sorensen. Right side baseline. Jumper good and a foul. Jumper good on the right side baseline as Sorensen took a dribble, stepped into that 12-footer and knocked it down. They're going to whistle Alyssa Schwartz with the foul. It'll be her first. Shelby Sorensen with the basket. It's 13-9, and Sorensen to the free throw line now with a chance to make it a three-point play. Sorensen will fire and make for the three-point play. She's got 6 points here early. And it's 13-10. And at 45 left to go here in this first quarter. Off the curl, getting a screen. The quick jumper up left side is good by Courtney Abold as she put it on the floor and made the basket. She's got five off the bench. And now Sorensen up the floor right side has the ball knocked away. It's out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bombers. Up off the bench now is Dee Dee Gilbert for Notre Dame. She'll check in for the first time as Mesker will take a seat. Dinkler will inbound the basketball on the baseline, gets a device. She turns and fires one up, no good. Skim the rim. Rebound, though, taken here by Dinkler. Her putback, no good. Vice the rebound. She'll take it right to the rack. The shot, no. Rebound taken again inside by the Bombers. No again. Once again, it's Vice. She goes right back up to the rack for the basket. Well, it's not good for the fielding or for the free throw shooting percentages, but it's good for the offensive rebound numbers. And the Bombers make it a three-point game again, 15-12. Now Hickey driving the baseline, driving the right side of the free throw lane, rather, down low, and she gets fouled on the layup try. She'll go to the line for a couple. They're going to whistle the foul against London Vice. That'll be her first. For the free throw line, Taylor Hickey. She'll get a chance to shoot a couple. And the first one is no good. Gabrielle Kelker into the basketball game now for Notre Dame. Substituting freely are the Nikes. They've already played nine players here in the first quarter. Second try on the way, good by Hickey. She makes one of her two. Her first points of the game. Ball belongs to the Bombers. Dinkla has it here in the backcourt as she works it up the floor now against Coffin. She'll curl into the double team and feed it ahead now to Sorensen. Shelby Sorensen out front for the basketball. Fires it right side, McCorkle. McCorkle back outside to Dinkler for three. No good. The rebound comes long. Hickey with it for Notre Dame, and up the floor she runs. 45 seconds left of the first quarter as Hickey fires it all the way here across to Coffin. She'll load up a three. It's no good. The rebound is taken and lost down to the baseline. Out of bounds. It'll stay with Notre Dame as Dinkler had it off her fingertips.
Yeah, she had it. Just couldn't quite squeeze that one to hang on to it and gain possession.
Courtney Abolt back into the ball game along with Riley Kilbride now for Notre Dame. As they'll inbound on the offensive side. 16-12 the score. Inbound feed, Gilbert. Now outside it comes. Kelker. Back now Coffin. Gilbert posting left side. Where to go. Coffin outside. Right side it comes. Now off the dribble. It's Kelker. She'll drive and float one up with the right hand and bank that one in. Gabrielle Kelker with the basket. And it's 18-12 now. Notre Dame. 20 seconds left in the first half, first quarter. Sorensen now to the front court with it. The ball kicked. And are we going to have a foul call?
So,
we are
going
to have a foul. Going to whistle that on Courtney Coffin. That'll be her first. Ball out of bounds. It'll be Adair Casey basketball with 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. Ball inbounded. McCorkle has it out top. She'll leave it right side for Dinkla. Down to 8 seconds, Dinkla. Right side it goes, McCorkle. Back outside, Dinkler from the top of the circle for three. No good. Rebound taken down low and lost out of bounds as time runs out here in this first quarter. 18-12. Notre Dame leads it after one quarter back in 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
At Aiken Building Center in Atlantic, you'll find a store full of pros. From the home improvement pros we call customers and friends to our knowledgeable staff, whether your project is a small honey-do job or your plan includes remodeling your kitchen or bath, there's a pro here to get you hooked up with the materials and knowledge you need to get the job done and get it done right. So look around your home, and when you're ready to get those projects started, cabinets, fixtures, paint, or the tools to get it done, get into Aiken Building Center, where the pros shop in Atlantic.
Oh, come on, baby. Just start. Come on. One more time. Oh, no.
Don't let this happen to you during the cold winter months. Hi, this is Scott here at Second Street Repair and Transmission Center in Atlantic. We do more than transmissions. We'll make sure you won't be stuck out in the cold weather. Whether it's exhaust, transmission work, minor or major engine repair, it doesn't matter. We can fix it and fix it right in a timely manner and at a fair price. For complete auto care, call 2nd Street Repair and Transmission Center at 243-2203, located at 305 West 2nd Street in Atlantic.
Welcome back here to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Chris Parks along with Jim Field here. Class 1A State Tournament first round girls basketball action. Burlington Notre Dame misses a three off the inbound here to start the second quarter, and then a rebound and a traveling violation whistled against Riley Kilbride. She caught it, then shuffled the feet. So Derek Casey will get the basketball back here. They inbound it here against pressure to Dinkla and right back now to McCorkle. 18-12, Notre Dame the lead here over Adair Casey with the Bombers in the basketball, dribbling towards baseline. Dinkla went all the way in, hit it off the side of the backboard though on the shot, and the rebound comes away to the Nikes. Back the other way though, it'll be a Coffin out front. We'll dribble it left side into the hands of Kilbride, back to Coffin. Coffin the pump fake, now she'll dump it off here. Mesker down low. That's into the hands there of Emily Salvador, and then she got called for steps as she got caught up there right in front of London Vice. So another turnover, giving it right back here to Adair Casey. Bombers now breaking pressure again. Here's Vice on the dribble up the floor. She'll throw it left side. Dinkla, she curls into the lane. Through traffic, lost it. Stolen here. Back the other way, running with it is Hickey. Hickey will throw it left corner. Pump fake and a drive. Kilbride stops and fires a shot that's off the mark. Rebound fought for, and they immediately call a jump ball. Possession between Salvador and Vice. And it's going to be Adair Casey basketball here on the arrow.
And it should have been a jump ball, right? Because Vice had the ball and Salvador had her arm.
Yeah. Makes sense. Ferguson checks back in there. Dinkle is going to get a breather. Adair Casey able to get it out in front, up ahead to McCorkle. She'll stop, though, and miss the short banker. Ferguson the rebound. The putback no good. Rebound fought for and now pulled out of the pile here by Kilbride. She's going to run the other way. Almost lost the dribble. Now she'll put a layup in on the run. She just took it down the left side of the floor, never stopped. Now Adair Casey going to throw it away on the inbound. They threw it away into the backcourt, and Coffin went and tracked it down for Burlington Notre Dame. They'll throw it now right side. It's a pump fake and a drive. Hickey turns, spins, banker, no. Rebound underneath, though, by the Nikes, and they went back up and got a foul call as Corey Mesker was underneath there to get the board, and now the foul. She'll go to the line here to shoot, too. That foul is going to be whistled on Miranda Plowman. That'll be her second. That is the 16th foul now here against the Bombers. So the bonus here on out now in this half for Burlington Notre Dame. The first free throw is no good there by Mesker. She's got one more coming. Substitutions now here for both teams as Plowman comes back in for Adair Casey. Also back in there is Kelker for Notre Dame. Mesker with one more free throw coming. This one's also off the mark. Vice the rebound. So no damage done at the line that time. It's an 8-point game, 20-12. Notre Dame on top. Sorensen dribbling through traffic all the way on her own herself. Nice late pass across to Plowman. Now to Ferguson. She lost the handle, though, and dribbled it away back to Notre Dame. Coffin stole it. Now they'll push it up the floor. Left side, Kelker going baseline. Kick out. Spot up three for Hickey is good. Taylor Hickey might have got away with walking back into that one, but she knocks it down, and we've got a timeout here on the floor here by Adair Casey. Full timeout, back in 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
Nowadays, everyone talks about service, but with so much talk, good service is sometimes hard to come by. You'll find service for your vehicles and so much more at Tires and Service in Adair. For the best care for your car, take it to Tires and Service. Well, they'll do more than just change your oil. They'll also check your brakes, tires, lights, and fluids. Tires and Service is your source for Firestone farm tires. No matter what your farm equipment, Firestone has the tires for you. Call Tires and Service in Adair at 641-742-5517.
Here at Adair Feed and Grain, we are now a stocking dealer of Workwell livestock equipment, a heavy-duty manufacturer of creep feeders, steel fence-lined bunks, 8, 16, and 20-foot feed bunks, and two styles of portable cattle windbreaks. Customers like the fact that you can open the feeder lids from the ground and the way you adjust the feed depth in the trough. The cattle windbreak systems are made to connect together or stand alone and provide great protection from the elements. Stop at Adair Feed and Grain to see the difference for yourself.
Back here after the timeout, Adair Casey on the inbound, and they have the basketball here in the backcourt. In the middle to London Vice, now across here to Plowman. Plowman will bring it up, kick it back over to Vice. Now they go back to McCorkle out on top. McCorkle back over to Ferguson. Ferguson to Vice on the left side. She'll put it on the deck, stop, fire on a
an off-balance shot, missed it. The rebound underneath there to Notre Dame as Mesker came away with it. Up ahead, out in front of the pack, in front of everybody down the floor was Alyssa Schwartz, and she gets the bucket. I think largely because she never made it down the floor, but she's able to get the easy bucket there in transition. It's 25-12, and now a tip and a knock out of bounds. It'll stay with Adair Casey, as he'll have it in the backcourt. And the Bombers need to try to stem the tide here a little bit. The rally been going here the last few trips here for the Nikes.
Yeah, it's been a 10-0 run, and a frustrating one at that for Adair Casey, because not only are the Nikes getting some decent looks, but the Bombers are too, and they're just missing shots. They've missed probably a half dozen shots within 5 feet here in the last few minutes.
Dinkle off the inbound, will throw it over to Ferguson. She'll put it on the floor. Drives into the free throw line. Lost the handle on it, and she gets called. Oh, a foul call here. Had a reach in from the backside there. She lost the ball temporarily, and it was because she was hit. And they're going to whistle that there against Kilbride. That'll be her second foul. That's a 16th foul there against Notre Dame. So the next one will put Adair Casey in the bonus. Dinkle out top with the basketball, working here against this 2-3 shifting zone now here as they come out to pressure the guards. Here's McCorkle, way out front. They'll stay with her. Now over to Sorensen. She's open. She'll try a high arcing three. No good. Rebound Weiss. She fought for it. Went right to the rack and put it back in. London Weiss the follow. She's got six now. 25-14. The other way, a running floater is good in the lane by Taylor Hickey. She answers right back. Now Adair Casey off the inbound. Breaking the full court press. Sorensen on the dribble. Has it tipped and stolen right out of her hands by Kilbride. Back the other way. The layup by Kilbride is good. Kilbride gets the steal and the bucket. 29-14. Notre Dame on top here of the Bombers. Skip across Ferguson. Now to Weiss. She'll back down. And I'm going to call a foul on the floor first before she turned and shot. It's going to be whistled down underneath there that time. And it's going to be Alyssa Schwartz. Schwartz picks up her second. That's the 17th foul. Now we have a quick 30-second timeout here on the floor by the Nikes. Back in 30 seconds, you listen to high school basketball on KJAN.
Attention farmers, spring is coming, and Adair Auto Supply, your local Napa dealer in Adair, has all your spring planting supplies. Get your filters, hydraulic hoses, bearings, all your automotive parts and needs. Stop in and visit Adair Auto Supply today at 303 Audubon in Adair, or give them a call at 641-742-3616. Adair Auto Supply wishes the Bombers the best of luck in the state basketball tournament.
Back here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines as we come out of the quick timeout there for Burlington Notre Dame. They lead it here 29-14. We're at the free throw line here as the 1-1 coming up now here for London Weiss. And she was just fouled on the floor trying to turn to the basket. Shooting percentage has been very poor here. 6-20 for Adair Casey. And we talked about how many of those were just down underneath. They haven't been able to make those easy shots, and a lot of putback tries that haven't gone down. Weiss able to make the first free throw, so she earns the second. Missed it. Sorensen the rebound, though. Putback, once again, missed a short point-blank shot. Too strong on that one. Rebound Nikes. They'll come the other way. Pass down underneath. Mesker curling. Use that offhand to curl around. They didn't call her for it. Now they'll dump it back outside off the rebound on the offensive board. Abel pulled down the board. Now she'll dump it back up top here to Hickey. Hickey, the crossover out front. Now gets a screen, dumps it back here outside, a curl by Kelker. Into the corner they go. That's out there to Abel. Now back left side, a shot just inside the arc, missed by Hickey, rebound London Weiss. McCorkle almost lost the handle off of the pass, but she's able to keep it going. And gets it up ahead now here to Dinkla. Dinkla out top, guarded very closely by Courtney Abel. And now they'll come to double teamer. She's able to dribble out of it, though. Nice pass in the corner here to McCorkle. She'll stop and fire one on the baseline. Dances around and falls through. Danny McCorkle, the senior, with her first bucket here in the game. And it's 29-17. Back to a 12-point ball game. Now here's Mesker. Off to Hickey. Hickey out top, guarded by Ferguson. She'll put it on the floor all the way in. Layup good. Got around Ferguson, and the help came a little late. So Hickey, another bucket here for Notre Dame, puts them on top 31-17. McCorkle able to catch it up the right side on the pressure. Now
Dinkle gets run right into there by Hickey as she came in and stacked her up. Dinkle a little shook up. They're going to get the foul call. Hickey will now try to shake it off because she's going to go to the free throw line here. Be the 1-1 again here for Adair Casey. 31-17. That's the eighth team foul. Bombers now with the free throw, and Dinkle able to knock it down. She's able to knock off the rust there after she got shook up a little bit. Hits the first one.
Well, McCorkle just got a basket. Now a free throw by Dinkle. A couple of free throws here by Dinkle. Maybe that'll get them loosened up a little bit now that they're on the board.
Yeah, Dinkle just getting in her 4 points into the book there with those two free throws. Now back the other way. The long three-point attempt is missed short there by Coffin. Quick rebound here for the Bombers, and they'll try to push. They get it across here quickly to Dinkle. Now she'll stop out front and survey the court. Guarded closely out there. Kilbride now back over here. They get it down to the high post to Weiss. She'll drive right side. Banker good. Put it up quickly and got it to roll home. Back the other way now. A quick drive underneath by Kilbride. A foul going to be whistled on the floor, and we're going to have the 1-1 coming now here for Kilbride at the free throw line. That's a 17 foul here against Adair Casey. And that's going to be Zoe Dinkle picking up the foul, her first. So a 10-point game right now with 2:10 left to go here in this first half. Class 1A first-round game here at the state tournament. Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Kilbride now with the 1-1. Front end on the way, and it's good. Makes the first, able to earn one more. Riley Kilbride, the 5'7 sophomore. Second free throw up, and that one's also good. She was straight through on both of them. Inbound now here for Derek Casey, and they'll bring it up against that shifting pressure again. Sorensen brings it up the left side, and Sorensen lost the handle on it, they say. Might have got the hand just a hair underneath the basketball that time. So the inbound now here is Notre Dame will get it back. They'll push it down on the right side. Three-point attempt up on the way. That's short. Missed there by Kilbride. Rebound Hickey. Her putback no good. Rebound loose on the floor, and Weiss scoops it up. Able to get it off to Sorensen. A two-on-one break with Dinkle. Gets a pass across. It's stolen. It was a late, lazy pass. It got tipped, and they're going to call a traveling violation anyways.
Agadir Casey caught a break there. Schwartz came up with that basketball after it was tipped, and they call her for steps.
Another substitution now here for Notre Dame as they bring Edie Gilbert back into the game. Now the inbound here is going to be tipped out of bounds.
Notre Dame very active with the hands on defense. It's not just they're trying to guard close, but the hands are always up in the air and active, like on that inbounds pass. You just can't do anything lazy. Everything has to be pinpoint.
Salvador comes right back in now here for Notre Dame. Inbound Dinkle. She's looking for somebody. Can't find anybody. Now lobs it up high to Plowman. Back to McCorkle here on the left side. McCorkle skips it across over to Sorensen. Sorensen will dribble it out to the top. Back to McCorkle. McCorkle, left corner, Dinkle. She'll try the three. Off the mark, way off the mark that time. Might have been partially tipped as well. Taken away by Notre Dame. They'll baseball pass it up the floor. Coffin tried to lob it across down low. It's tipped and stolen by Adair Casey. And now Dinkle is fouled. And she'll get to walk to the other end now here and shoot some free throws. That's going to be whistled there against Courtney Coffin, her second. That's the 19th foul now here against Notre Dame, and 1-1 coming here for Dinkle. 33-21. Nike's on top of the Bombers here with 1:20 left to go here first half. Zoe Dinkle steps up to the stripe. First one on the way, and she does earn the second. She knocks it down. So Dinkle, one more coming for her. She's perfect so far here at the line. And the next free throw is up and good. So she didn't let my jinx get to her, and she knocks it down. She's got 4 points, all free throws here in the second quarter. 10-point game again, 33-23. Notre Dame out front. Hickey going to snow. She traveled. Yeah, she stepped back big time on that one.
Well, it's about time they start calling that. It frustrates the dickens out of me when I watch that. These kids will take the ball, and then they'll take a full hop step into that shot. That's traveling, and they got him that time.
So the inbound now here for Derek Casey. And Dinkla has it, playing catch with McCorkle, and they finally get it across the timeline on the dribble with McCorkle. Pass down low, Weiss had it ripped out of her hands and stolen. Hickey stole it away, she'll run the other direction. She's going to stop at the elbow, nope, she's traveled again. Pulled the ball up too quickly and shuffled her feet trying to get set for that shot.
It's a 33-23 game here with just a little more than 50 seconds left. If there Casey can knock this down to a 6 or 7 point game at halftime, I think they'd feel pretty good right now.
Here's McCorkle, a pass across to Dinkla, gets it across the timeline, dribbling through traffic, stops and fires one on the run, rattles in. Zoe Dinkla with the line drive, shot to rattle home, and it's 33-25. Back the other way now, 34 seconds to go in the half, and a whistle, and going to be a foul, I believe, on the floor before the shot.
Yeah, she got a good running start there, and Dinkla reached across and stuck the offhand out in front of Gabrielle Kelker to try to slow her down as she took off to the basket.
So Kelker will head to the line here. Ferguson going to check in. Dinkla going to check out here for Adair Casey here. 32 seconds to go in the half. It's a 33-25 ball game right now. 8-point advantage for Notre Dame. They've got one substitution here as Abel comes in, and they'll also be subbing for the shooter as well. Kelker will step up now here to the free throw line. And no good on the front end, so the rebound taken away now here by Adair Casey. Plowman got it. They'll push it up the floor. 27 seconds to go in the half. Chance to cut into the 8-point lead. A pass now off to Weiss in traffic. Able to corral it. Missed the shot short, though. She put it up too quickly. Able to fight and steal it back, and then she gets fouled as she goes back up for another shot.
Active hands. Kept her hands in the air. Was able to tap that pass away right there in the lane and steal it. She didn't get the shot to go close, but gets free throws.
So another foul. It's going to be Mester picking up her first foul. And Weiss now with a couple of shots here at the line, and she misses the first one.
Very uncharacteristic. She's an outstanding free throw shooter. She hits 80, I can't remember the number, 80-some-odd percent on the year.
And now the next one on the way here, and that one is good. So one out of two at the line that time there for Weiss, and it's now 33-26. Back the other way, 13 seconds to go, a drive. Hickey goes into the lane, and she gets fouled there on the other side by Sorensen, and she tried to stop her from the shot. So Hickey's going to go to the line here to shoot two. Sorensen will pick up her second.
All the fouls we've had here in this first half, and nobody has more than two. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah, four different players with two fouls now here for the Bombers. And the same goes for Notre Dame. Hickey makes the first free throw. She's got one more coming now here with 9.7 seconds showing on the clock here. Second free throw is good. Substitution now here for Notre Dame is back into the game as Gabrielle Kelker. Hickey going to check out here. Inbound pass. They put on the full court pressure. Adair Casey trailing here by 9. A chance to cut into it here. Plenty of time to get up the floor. Here's Ferguson. She gets trapped, but they're going to call. Oh. To say she stepped on the sideline, so it'll turn over to Notre Dame. I think if she would have not hit the sideline and kept going, she was going to get that foul call on the trap. But a couple of quick subs now here for Notre Dame as they want their offense back in there after they get the turnover. So they're going to bring in the shooters. Hickey back in there, along with Kilbride, also coming in as Coffin. So Notre Dame now here with 7 seconds to go in the half, will inbound. Have it out front. Hickey driving right side. She'll go all the way in. The runner is good. Off the glass there at the finger roll. And that'll do it here in the first half. Burlington Notre Dame gets the last bucket of the half. And they've got the advantage here at the halftime break as they lead it here by a score of 37-26. We'll take a quick timeout and we come back. We will take a look at some of the numbers here from the first half of play back in 2 minutes. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
When you go to turn the faucet on to make your morning coffee and there's no water there, or you head out to check the cattle and you find there's not water there either, who do you need to have on speed dial? Vice Pump Service in Anita. Vice Pump works on water well pumps. They have Gold submersible pumps. They work on deep and shallow wells for pump repair and also pipelines. They offer trenching and backhoe service plus boring and septic systems. So any time of the day when you find yourself without water or low water pressure, you need to have Vice Pump Service of Anita on speed dial. Give them a call, 712-249-1233.
This time of year, our vehicles get so dirty inside and out. Isn't it great that Auto Splash in Adair and Anita can accommodate all our needs? Start with the inside using the vacuums or the outside by washing it. Whether you like to have your vehicle washed automatically or you like to do it yourself in the self-serve bay, Auto Splash has both. You can use your credit card, your wash card. You can even get gift cards. What a great gift idea. And Auto Splash is open 24/7 so you can have a clean vehicle all the time.
You have put a lot of time, money, and hard work into caring for your crops and providing for your family's future. That's why it makes sense to insure your investment with Farmers Mutual Hail Insurance Company of Iowa. Since 1893, they have provided America's farmers with tailored crop insurance packages that protect both your peace of mind and your family's future. Call Insurance Store Limited today in Casey and Adair, your local Farmers Mutual Hail agent, to develop the best crop insurance strategy for your operation. Farmers Mutual Hail and Insurance Store Limited are equal opportunity providers.
Don't let an old and weathered roof degrade the value of your property. Protect your investments with a new roof today. Call Corey Schaefer at Schaefer Roofing. Schaefer Roofing specializes in residential and commercial roofing. They are fully insured and they offer annual service contracts on commercial roofs. They specialize in tear-offs to new construction and can take care of your repairs too. When your roof is old and weathered and you want to keep the value of your property, give Schaefer Roofing a call at 1-800-996-7321.
Welcome back here to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Chris Park along with Jim Field here as the first half is wrapped up here in this 1A quarterfinal round matchup here between Adair Casey and Burlington Notre Dame. It's the Nikes leading 37-26 here at halftime over Adair Casey. And, you know, if not for a late couple of baskets there, I think Adair Casey, for the most part, probably feels pretty decent about how that first half has gone. They had a lot of opportunities, and they'd feel a lot better if they were able to make some of those close-in shots. It'd be a much closer game at this point.
Well, turnovers are a real bane right now for Adair Casey. They turned the ball over 17 times in that first half to 10 for Burlington Notre Dame. You wouldn't be happy with 10.
No.
In Notre Dame's case, but 17 for Adair Casey. It's just unacceptable. And then that last play. A few seconds left in the half. You can't let a kid take an inbounds pass and just dribble straight down the lane for an easy lay, and it just can't happen. The officials have been allowing a lot of contact, pushing and shoving, the stuff that was supposed to be eliminated from basketball. They're allowing a lot of that. That's what's helping Notre Dame here in the first half. Adair Casey needs to step out and do the same thing.
Yeah, they really do, and need to start knocking down some of those easy shots inside. They've had plenty of putback opportunities off offensive rebounds, and it just hasn't resulted in a lot of points for them down low here in this first half of basketball. So the Nikes leading it 37-26 here at the intermission. We'll take another 2-minute break. Back with more. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
Olsen's Outdoor Power, your one-stop service and equipment shop.
When you think of a side-by-side or a UTV, you only picture one, the Polaris Ranger. But did you know that almost half of all UTVs sold are Polaris Rangers? In fact, the Ranger is so popular that now every side-by-side or UTV or four-wheeled thingamajigger is being called a Ranger. But the fact is, no other UTV on the market comes close to the speed, durability, or popularity of the Polaris Ranger. When it's time to purchase your Ranger, come to Olsen's Outdoor Power in Atlantic and get the best, the Polaris Ranger.
Bryce and Kevin at McCunn Specialty Firearms in Messina have a passion for guns and the proper handling, storage, and maintenance of them. Stop down at 210 Main Street in Messina and let them show you all the latest firearms and accessories and assist you with the safe and proper gun handling. Practice is important, so they are very excited to tell you that coming soon, they will have an indoor shooting range to educate all gun owners in a safe and friendly environment. That's McCunn Specialty Firearms in Messina. Stop down or call them today at 779-0694.
When it comes to protecting what matters most, keep it simple. Insure your car and home with Farm Bureau, and you'll have a combined policy with one deductible that can cover it all. That means faster claim resolution and less hassle. Plus, you can save money in the long run. It's the quick way back to normal, because with Farm Bureau, you've got an agent who can make things right when things go wrong. Farm Bureau agents make insurance simple.
In Atlantic, Iowa, that's Clayton Dorsey. Call him at 712-243-2263.
Hi, this is Matt Whittemer at Whittemer Auction Realty. If you're looking for a home in the Adair Casey area or have an auction in your future, give us a call at 641-746-2720 or go to our website at www.whittemeyerllc.com. We're your full-service auction and real estate company, specializing in estate, real estate, and farm sales. And remember to call Whittemeyer Auction Realty at 641-746-2720. Whittemeyer Auction Realty, in business for you.
Welcome back here to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Chris Ponks along with Jim Field here as we're at the intermission here of this Class 1A quarterfinal round matchup. 37-26 is the lead here for Burlington Notre Dame over Adair Casey here at the break. And we'll take a look at the numbers here for you from the first half of play. A couple of players in double figures already here for the Nikes. That includes Riley Kilbride with 14 points here so far in the contest leading the way. She's done that on 5 of 8 shooting here in this first half. 4 of 10 from the field for Taylor Hickey as she has 12 points here in the first half of play as well to lead the charge here for Burlington Notre Dame. They were 5 of 10 from the free throw line as well. For Adair Casey, they were led by 10 points here in this first half here from London Vice as she's able to tally that mark there in this first half on 4 of 9 shooting from the field. And then a couple of players with 6 chipped in here as well in this first half, and Zoe Dinkla and Shelby Sorensen. They were 7 of 9 from the free throw line here in this first half.
Yeah, Derek Casey does have a 21-16 rebounding advantage in the first half, 8-6 on the offensive glass here tonight. And London Vice, as you mentioned, 10 points, 9 rebounds. A good first half here for her, but they're not getting her the ball in that first half quite so much where they really want to. And that's really what defense is all about. It's not so much about stopping the player who has the ball, but stopping players from getting the ball where they feel most comfortable on the floor that they can do something. And Vice has had to do that a lot. You're trying to post down low, they've had a hard time getting her the ball. They're collapsing on her anytime she gets the ball down in the paint, and she's having to work real hard. But, you know, it's the other players that always need to step up. It never fails in basketball. And, you know, Dinkla and Ferguson and some of these other players, McCorkle, they need to step up, and they need to find those shots when they're available. We've had some flashes of that once in a while, but not near enough, and just got to cut down on those turnovers here in the second half. You got to work that ball up the floor. Make sure your spacing is good so you can work against that 1-2-2 press that they're putting on here in the full court. So, you know, settle some things down. Just remember where you are. Take care of the basketball, and, you know, there's plenty of time.
Well, yeah, Notre Dame been playing such tight defense up the floor on that press that really it seems like a lot of times that Adair Casey has the opportunity to kind of force the issue dribbling into that because they are late getting to the spot most of the time, but they've been pulling up and then hanging on to the basketball rather than forcing it through those traps. And you probably get a lot of foul calls if you were able to just keep forcing the issue up the floor and being a little bit less timid with the dribble. So we'll see how the Adair Casey Bombers adapt here after the halftime break. We're going to go ahead and take a 3-minute timeout, and when we come back here, we'll get ready for the second half. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
Congratulations to the Adair Casey Bombers from the Look On Broad in Adair as they head on to the Iowa Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. The Look On Broad is cheering the Bombers on to victory. It's an honor for these young women to participate at the state level and an honor to have them represent their school and the community. Good luck to the Adair Casey Bombers from the Look On Broad in Adair.
In today's society, good customer service is what makes the difference. When you walk into a business, it's nice to be greeted with a smile, a hello, and somebody that can help you with your needs. That's what you get at Adair Lumber Company in Adair. They have a friendly, knowledgeable staff that are always more than willing to get you what you're looking for or help you determine what will work the best. Adair Lumber Company is independently owned and operated, and they strive to provide friendly, courteous service. Stop in and experience the difference.
Don't really feel like cooking, but don't really feel like going out to eat either? The Redwood Steakhouse in Anita has the perfect solution. You can order it to go. Choose from everything on their menu, including all their cuts of meat, sandwiches, and remember the appetizers and sides. And did you know you can order their wonderful cheese spread that's on the relish tray in any amount? Plus their famous dressings, the Redwood, blue cheese, and ranch to go in any size also? Actually, anything you can think of, they can probably make it to go too. At the Redwood Steakhouse in Anita. After all, it's a tradition.
Team members make a difference in people's lives, and right now you can make the difference. Caring Acres in Anita has CNA positions available. Enjoy getting to know the residents and at the same time become part of the caring team that works together to help in their lives. To find out more about the positions and pick up applications, stop by Caring Acres in Anita or visit our websites, caringacres.com. Caring Acres, where caring never grows old.
When it comes to protecting what matters most, keep it simple. Insure your car and home with Farm Bureau, and you'll have a combined policy with one deductible that can cover it all. That means faster claim resolution and less hassle. Plus, you can save money in the long run. It's the quick way back to normal, because with Farm Bureau, you've got an agent who can make things right when things go wrong. Farm Bureau agents make insurance simple.
In Atlantic, Iowa, that's Clayton Dorsey. Call him at 712-243-2263.
Bryce and Kevin at McCunn Specialty Firearms in Messina have a passion for guns and the proper handling, storage, and maintenance of them. Stop down at 210 Main Street in Messina and let them show you all the latest firearms and accessories and assist you with the safe and proper gun handling. Practice is important, so they are very excited to tell you that coming soon, they will have an indoor shooting range to educate all gun owners in a safe and friendly environment. That's McCunn Specialty Firearms in Messina. Stop down or call them today at 779-0694.
And welcome back here to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines as we get ready for the second half of basketball here in this one. It's a 37-26 lead here for Burlington Notre Dame here after the first half of play.
Well, let's see what the Bombers have in this early part of this second half as they'll get the chance to play defense first. Burlington Notre Dame will have the basketball for Notre Dame. They're going to go with Hickey along with Mesker, Coffin, Kilbride, and Salvador. They're starting five, and the Bombers will go the same way with their starting five. Dinkler, Ferguson, Sorensen, McCorkle, and Weiss. Hickey with the inbound. She'll bring it forward, and we're underway here in this second half. Coffin out top with the basketball off the dribble. She'll work it right side. Leave it off on the side for Kilbride. Now she'll get it back and fire up a three, and that's good. Coffin wasted no time dropping that one. That's her first basket of the ballgame. And it's a 40-26 lead. Now up the floor, the ball knocked free from Sorensen, and there Casey will have it. They have the basketball. They have the possession arrow. But she had the ball stripped away once again on the dribble up the floor and had to roll over on the floor to come up with it. So McCorkle will inbound out top. Dinkler will bring it across out to the front court. 2-3 zone by Notre Dame. As they work at right side, McCorkle out on the circle. Back out top, Dinkler, fire at left side. They dump it inside the high post there for Weiss. It was tapped away and stolen now by Notre Dame. Another turnover by the Bombers. Hickey to the front court, fires it right side. Kilbride across here to the lane. Mesker underneath Salvador. The bank shot up and good. Salvador with her first basket of the ball game. And it's a 42-26 ball game and almost another steal here on the near side as Emma Ferguson's pass was knocked out of bounds, almost stolen by Coffin. Bombers have got to figure out the pressure. Inbounds, Dinkler with it, backcourt. She'll work it ahead, and they'll fall back on defense this time as Dinkler gets it across to McCorkle left side. McCorkle well off the circle, head fake. Now the drive, she'll pull up and dump it low. Sorensen, the leaner, no good. Hit the underside of the basket. She gets her own rebound, dribbles to the corner. Now Ferguson underneath the Weiss. Her shot, no good. Missed it down low on the block, and the rebound taken out of there by Notre Dame.
Another one of those short bunnies. You just got to make those.
Hickey up the floor to Coffin. Coffin fires the three. It's way off the mark. Ball rebounded, though, underneath. And Mesker right there to grab it and dump it home. And it's 44-26. And this is definitely not the kind of start that here Casey wanted in this third quarter. We got a timeout asked for by the Bombers. 6:28 left to go here in the third. 44-26 Notre Dame. Back in 1 minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
All of us at Brocker, Carnes, and Carnes Insurance would like to congratulate the Adair Casey Lady Bombers on their trip to the Girls State Tournament. Your hard work and dedication has paid off and got you to the well. We wish you the best of luck, and we will be cheering for you all the way.
Fight, 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 AC High. Fight, 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 AC High.
Go get them, girls, and go Bombers!
Faith Pharmacy is proud to be your good neighbor pharmacy in Adair. The friendly staff at Faith Pharmacy considers your health their top priority. That's why no matter what your questions or needs are, you will always receive knowledgeable and sincere advice. Pete Fay has over 40 years of experience as a pharmacist, so he knows that when you or a loved one is sick, getting better is of the greatest importance. Fay Pharmacy is your place to go for cards, gifts, and they now offer a photo kiosk for printing all of your favorite pictures. Fay Pharmacy,
proud to be your good neighbor pharmacy in Adair.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Des Moines as Dinkler brings it across the timeline now for the Bombers. They break pressure, get it off to Weiss. It's knocked away momentarily. Weiss chases it down to the baseline, though. Now Sorensen out top for Dinkler. They'll try to spread the floor a bit. McCorkle right side to Weiss in the corner. Weiss back to McCorkle in the give and go. The short jumper's off the mark. The rebound tapped around and now controlled by Mesker for Notre Dame underneath. One and done again for the Bombers. Salvador up the floor, right side Hickey. Head fake, baseline drive, the floater up and in. Hickey down low, flips it up and in. It's a 20-point lead, a 9-0 start to this third quarter by Notre Dame. 46-26 as Zoe Dinkler gets it across the timeline now from pressure. And again, we're getting hands all over the place here as she tries to move the basketball. Now we have a jump ball call. They said apparently those new rules this year are not in effect here at the tournament, at least not in this game, as she was hand-checked all the way up the floor. Then batted around a bit. They call a tie-up basketball. It'll belong to Notre Dame. Notre Dame sends Courtney Abel back into the contest. She inbounds. Coffin with it out top. Coffin will turn and bring it here left side. Abel on the arc. She'll fire the three, and it's good. Courtney Abel knocks down the triple. Now the ball knocked away out of bounds. It'll stay with Adair Casey. 49-26 your score. 5:16 left to go here in this third quarter. A disastrous start here for the Bombers to start this second half. And it's just much the same as it was in the first half. It's the same circumstance. Turnovers, not handling the pressure, not getting decent shots. In the backcourt, we're going to have a traveling violation now as Miranda Plowman checked into the ball game, and they say she took steps bringing the ball up the floor. So the ball will go back to Notre Dame.
Yeah, they just need to get their heads up, to forget about how this has started, get your head back into the game. It's kind of a snowball effect right now.
Alyssa Schwartz checked into the ball game. Now it's out top for a three ball. It's off the mark, off the front of the rim. No good by Coffin. Rebounded off the floor by McCorkle. McCorkle on the dribble across the timeline. And, again, hands everywhere. Ball knocked away. It's Coffin up the floor on the run. She'll lay it up and in with the left hand. Courtney Coffin with a basket. Ferguson out of the front court. The bounce feed. Sorensen, she curls over into the lane. The feed across on the baseline. The shot up and good. London Weiss with a basket. And finally, a bucket here in this quarter. That stops a 14-0 start to this third quarter by Notre Dame. Step back, and another three good by Coffin here from the left side. 54-28 your score. And another turnover as Coffin takes the errant pass, dumps it down low for Taylor Hickey, and she banks one in. How fast can this game get out of hand? Another timeout on the floor. 4:13 left here in the third quarter. 56-28 your score. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
One of the many great things about living in Oneida is Main Street Market, their friendly hometown grocery store. Main Street Market has a wonderful fresh meat counter, so you can make your meat selection and have it packaged however you'd like. Plus, they have a nice array of wine and spirits and a large selection of both domestic and imported beers. Main Street Market has everything for all your everyday needs. That's Main Street Market in Oneida.
Start to the quarter. It's now a 19-2 start here to the second half. With 4:13 to go in the third quarter, it's 56-28. Burlington Notre Dame the lead. Adair Casey, the basketball, again facing pressure. Dinkler with it here backcourt, fires it ahead through traffic and gets it to Ferguson. She'll drive the lane, dump it left side for Weiss. She goes to the rack and lays it in. London Weiss with the short bank shot. 56-30. Notre Dame the lead. And the basketball. Gabrielle Kelker down the right side of the lane, all the way to the rack and lays it in. They let her drive through and knife through down that right side and lay it in with the right hand. It's 58-30. Bombers have it here, backcourt, Plowman, across now to Ferguson. She'll break the pressure to the front court, dump it low. Weiss curls, left side, bank shot, good. London Weiss takes it down low for the basket. She's got all six Bomber points here in the third quarter, 58-32. Now here on the circle, Coffin dumps it down low for Schwartz. She drives, feeds it off for Mesker. She lost the ball. It's on the floor. It's kicked across now to Kelker. She picks it up. Kelker with the basketball out top. She'll reset the offense. Across it comes now to Schwartz.
Schwartz back to Coffin. Coffin left side to Mesker. And now here into the corner, Abolt. Off the dribble, back outside. It's left side, Coffin. And back out top, it comes to Kelker, and she'll reset. Kelker on the dribble out top. Dumps it right side for Coffin. Into the lane, Schwartz, and she walked with it. Schwartz called for steps. The ball will turn over. Bombers will get it back. That was the longest possession of the game, I think, for Burlington Notre Dame. They're usually two dribbles and a shot. Now here to the front, in the backcourt, we've got another strip and a steal. Kelker took it away from Ferguson, feeds it off to Coffin underneath, and she banks one in down low. And it's 60-32. Now Dinkla fouled from behind. Hey, we got a whistle and a foul call finally. They've been handsing all over the place. This time it'll be Kelker picking up the foul as she reached in from behind and slapped across the arm. That'll be the first on Kelker. First team foul here in the half. 2:34 left to play here in this third quarter. Bombers need a rally big time here as the pull-up jumper right side is in and out, no good by Dinkler. The rebound attempt is swatted away from Plowman, and we've got a whistle underneath and a foul call against Notre Dame. It's going to be on Mesker. That'll be her second team foul against Notre Dame here in this second half. Mesker will check out. Coffin checks out. Back into the ball game now. We've got Salvador down low. Hickey also checked back into the contest. Lob down left side. It's Weiss turning and leaning. The shot was contested. No good. Now the rebound taken away by Notre Dame, and they'll run it up the floor again in a hurry. Kelker up the left side all the way to the rack. The float. It's good. Then they call a foul. Give Kelker the basket down the left side as she just put her head down, literally, and steamed her way all the way down the lane for the layup. London Weiss has whistled for the foul. That's her second, first team foul on the Bombers here in this half. 62-32, Kelker to the line trying to complete the three-point play. And she does as she floats in the free throw. 63-32, Notre Dame. Now up the floor. Boy, it's tackle football out there here today as Weiss trying to go up with a quick shot, has the ball knocked away on the short jumper. Now the ball hits the floor. For the Bombers, just getting shoved all over the place here in the ball game. You can't buy a whistle here. Now to the front court, Hickey has it. She'll turn and go into the lane. Stop at the free throw line. Leave it for Schwartz. Schwartz in the lane. Salvador, the turn, the bank, good. Salvador, the little fall away bank shot, good. Now we got a timeout on the floor, asked for by Notre Dame. Minute 46 to go, third quarter, 65-32. Notre Dame leading back in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
When you think of a side-by-side or a UTV, you only picture one, the Polaris Ranger. But did you know that almost half of all UTVs sold are Polaris Rangers? In fact, the Ranger is so popular that now every side-by-side or UTV or four-wheeled thingamajigger is being called a Ranger. But the fact is, no other UTV on the market comes close to the speed, durability, or popularity of the Polaris Ranger. When it's time to purchase your Ranger, come to Olson's Outdoor Power in Atlantic and get the best, the Polaris Ranger.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Des Moines. Minute 46 to go, third quarter. It's been all Notre Dame here in this quarter, 65-32. Bombers have the basketball as they try to inbound. They'll lob it in, taken by Ferguson. She'll run it to the front court now. Again, knocked around at center court, keeps the dribble, drives the lane, floats one up. It won't go. I don't know how you floated one up softly when you're getting tackled that hard down the lane. But she's going to get free throws out of that. That foul going to be whistled on Johanna Myers, who just checked into the ball game for the first time. It'll be her first. And Ferguson at the free throw line will get two. The first one is good. That's the first point of the ball game for Emma Ferguson.
That's the idea. Unfortunately, Adair Casey's figured it out here late that you just need to try to bowl your way in there, because obviously the foul calls are going to be few and far between. You just got to find a way to get yourself towards the basket.
Ferguson makes them both. 65-34, Notre Dame. Hickey front court will stop and fire up a long three, and that's good. Oh, then nobody came out to pick her up on the dribble up the floor. She just stopped and drove the three home. 68-34. Now the inbound lob taken by Dinkla. She'll run it ahead. Stop and leave it for Sorensen. Sorensen across the timeline to the front court, and a foul out front. Now they're going to blow the whistles on those leaners.
Notre Dame's been doing that all game. On the dribble up the floor, they're just leaning and putting a shoulder into you. They're reaching out and pushing. That's a foul on Kilbride, and that will be her third. Bombers have it. They inbound, and it's out of bounds. It'll turn over. As the ball was on the line, we've got Sorensen was standing on the sideline when she caught the pass. Oh, they're going to call a foul. Oh, they caught a break there. It's going to be Myers picking up her second foul. Sorensen caught the basketball. Her one foot was standing on the sideline, but they called a foul. So ball out of bounds, and the Bombers inbound it down to Weiss, and immediately we've got another foul call, and again, it's going to be Johanna Myers. So she's having a heck of a 1 minute into the ball game so far. She's picked up three quick fouls. Bombers inbound. Weiss left side on the baseline has it stripped away. Taken away there by Kilbride. On the dribble up the floor, she'll take it all the way down the lane, left side, and lay it in. Scooted through the traffic and lays it home. It's 70-34, Notre Dame on top. Dinkler to the front court now. She'll take it right side. Gets a screen. Gets to the sideline. Nowhere to go. Now to Ferguson. Off to Weiss, right side. She'll turn and go baseline. A short shot. Oh, rimmed in and out. No good. Rebound by Notre Dame. They want to run, as always. Hickey to the front court, the crossover, the right side drive. Her shot blocked and a foul call. That'll be on Weiss. That'll be her third. Free throws coming here for Taylor Hickey of Notre Dame.
And the game will start to disappear a little bit quicker now here, too. That 35-point rule just went into effect.
And the free throw by Hickey is good. 40 seconds left to go here in this third quarter. The third quarter, dear Casey fans, are going to want to forget. Second free throw, good. Hickey makes them both. Notre Dame scored almost as many points here in the third quarter as they've scored in the entire first half. Got a foul at center court, bringing the ball up the floor. It'll be Kelker reaching in. It'll be her second. That's the seventh team foul now, so that'll send Adair Casey to the free throw line. So Emma Ferguson, who was fouled, will get free throws. 32 seconds left to play here in this third quarter. A 37-point first quarter, or first half, rather, by Notre Dame. They've scored 35 here in the second, this third quarter. Ferguson at the line. The front end of the bonus is good. She'll get another. Three free throws, three field goals so far. That's it for the Bombers here in this third quarter. Second try here by Ferguson is good. And it's 72-36. Under half a minute to go here in the third quarter as the Nikes get it to the front court. Outside, Hickey going to turn and drive the lane. Now kick it out. Kelker right side will try one from inside the arc. No good. It rims out. Rebound taken by Hickey. Her putback is good down low. Taylor Hickey with the basket. 12 seconds left. Dinkler here in the front court now. She crosses over, looks for help, lobs it ahead for Ferguson. Ferguson, 4 seconds down the lane to the rack, and she's fouled with 2 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Foul inside. Going to be whistled on. Well, guess who?
Yeah, she might foul out in the quarter.
I know this will come as a shock to you, but it's Johanna Myers. She's picked up 4 fouls here in the 2 minutes she's played here in this quarter. Ferguson to the line. She'll get 2 this time, and the first one is good. Emma Ferguson is 5 points in the game, all on 5 of 5 free throw shooting here in this quarter. Salvador and Mesker back into the ball game, along with Abolt for Notre Dame. 2 seconds left to play in the third quarter, 74-37 the score. Second free throw here by Ferguson is no good. Dances off the rim, rebounded by Notre Dame, and that'll do it here in this third quarter. 74-37, Notre Dame leading Adair Casey after 3. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
When you go to turn the faucet on to make your morning coffee and there's no water there, or you head out to check the cattle and you find there's not water there either, who do you need to have on speed dial? Weiss Pump Service in Anita. Weiss Pump works on water well pumps. They have gold submersible pumps. They work on deep and shallow wells for pump repair and also pipelines. They offer trenching and backhoe service plus boring and septic systems. So any time of the day when you find yourself without water or low water pressure, you need to have Weiss Pump Service of Anita on speed dial. Give them a call, 712-249-1233.
With harvest now complete, planning for 2014 is underway. This is Dan Rozelle from Rolling Hills Bank and Trust. If you are looking for a bank that understands the farming industry and is committed to understanding customer service, then stop and talk to us. Our experienced ag lenders understand the many challenges you face. We can work with you to design a plan that meets your needs and provides you the convenience you deserve. Give Rolling Hills Bank a chance to show you what outstanding customer service looks like and that commitment to agriculture is more than a slogan. Member FDIC.
Welcome back here to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines as we head to the fourth quarter here. This one, London Weiss with a quick shot here to get things started here in this fourth quarter as she knocks one down. And a third quarter that the Bombers are going to want to forget about. And now Nike's right back at it on the other end. Mesker gets a nice shot on the right side. A quick timeout taken here by Notre Dame. They're going to take a full break, so we'll take one with them as well. 76-39, Nike's on top. Back in a minute. Gilson High School basketball on KJAN.
Spring is almost here. Do you need some dirt work done? Then give Plowman Earthmoving in Adair a call. Plowman Earthmoving specializes in ag, soil conservation work, terracing, waterways, ponds, tree removal, demolition, site grading, pipe work, basement digging, all bulldozing and excavating work. Any dirt work you need, give them a call at 641-740-0438. Plowman Earthmoving in Adair wishes the Adair KC Lady Bombers the best of luck at the Girls State Basketball Tournament.
Don't let an old and weathered roof degrade the value of your property. Protect your investments with a new roof today. Call Corey Schaefer at Schaefer Roofing. Schaefer Roofing specializes in residential and commercial roofing. They are fully insured and they offer annual service contracts on commercial roofs. They specialize in tear-offs to new construction and can take care of your repairs too. When your roof is old and weathered and you want to keep the value of your property, give Schaefer Roofing a call at 1-800-996-7321.
Back here after the timeout, Adair Casey with the basketball now here as Dinkla is double-teamed outside. She'll dump it over down to McCorkle at the top. We'll throw it right side. Now a quick pass down underneath the vice. She's double-teamed, tries to force up a shot, missed it. Rebound comes down here to Coffin. And here comes Burlington Notre Dame back the other way in transition in the corner. Right side three up and no good. Just rattles off. Hit the front of the rim, then rattled back off again. Now picked up on the long rebound by Notre Dame is then knocked out of bounds on a pass to the right side. It'll stay with the Nikes underneath. It was a 37-11 third quarter for Notre Dame. And that's why we sit now here at 76-39. Notre Dame with the advantage. And now, oh, she tapped it into the backcourt, but I guess never controlled the basketball, so no possession there. Notre Dame able to pick it up, give it off to Hickey. Down low, they force it to Mesker, and she gets fouled. She'll go to line now here to shoot two. And that's going to be whistled on London Weiss. That's going to be her fourth foul. And at the line now here for two for Mesker. First Mesker free throw is good. One more coming. And that one's also good. Inbound pass here. And finally going to have Notre Dame back off here towards the half court. Really don't need to put that press on anymore. Here's Dinkla now. She's guarded closely, though, outside if she picked up the dribble. Off to McCorkle. And now a reach-in foul as Salvador came over the top that time and gets whistled for it. That'll be her second. And we'll go to the free throw line here. And that's going to be Weiss. It's a ninth team foul, so the last one and one here now for Adair Casey. Weiss's first free throw good, so she'll get one more. Second free throw also up and in now here for Weiss. Back the other way now, 78-41. Notre Dame on top here over there, Casey, and it's going to be Coffin out front. The starter still on the floor here for Notre Dame.
Well, Notre Dame is not opposed to putting up big numbers. They don't mind running scores. No. They've put some big numbers up on some teams here this year. And they have the weapons to do it.
Right side pass, Kilbride. Going to put it on the deck, scoops one on the run. No good, too strong. Rebound fought for. Everybody banging into each other. No call. Comes out long back to Notre Dame, the long shot missed there. Now a rebound pulled down by Mesker. Nikes keep possession. A turn and a flip is missed down underneath that time by Hickey. Now Weiss has the rebound, and she's able to throw it out of pressure. Up the floor, here's Ferguson out in front of the pack. She'll stop off to Weiss in the middle of the lane. She is clobbered, and she'll go to the line here to shoot two. Came at her from both sides that time. We'll see who they whistle it on. It's going to be whistled against Kilbride. That'll be her fourth. So London Weiss is now going to go to the free throw line here for two. First one's good. Second one coming up here. Another substitution now here. Abel will check back in. And the second free throw is missed there by London Weiss. Long rebound, though, tracked down in the corner by Sorensen. Then she's tied up. Got a jump ball. It's going to belong to Burlington Notre Dame on the arrow. I think the Burlington Notre Dame fans want Alex to come into the game.
Somebody named Alex.
They've got the chant roaring. Left side dribble now here for the Nikes. Now it's a traveling violation. Catching it kind of awkwardly that time on a quick pass was Abel, and kind of backed up as she caught it, so she gets called for the walk.
I don't think you're going to see Alex or any of the bottom of the bench reserves here for a while, because, like I said, that's kind of their M.O. They like to not just beat people, they like to beat people.
They do bring in one substitution here, but it's a player that's been on the floor already here in Gilbert. She's back in there. Left side, Sorensen will try a three ball for Adair. Casey on the other end missed it. Rebound underneath to Hickey. Hickey now going to dribble it up the floor here against McCorkle. Out front, crossing over and spinning. Going right side all the way in. Laying good. And the Nikes have absolutely taken control here in this second half of play. Now Weiss down low. Lost the handle on it as she turned to the basket. Picked up by Kaufman. The run out of the other way is a layup by Hickey and in. And now a whistle and a timeout taken here by the Nikes. 82-42. Nikes on top. Back in a minute. Wilson High School basketball on KJN.
The secret's out. For great pizza, you need to go to Zips Pizzeria on Main Street in Adair. Zips is not your regular run-of-the-mill pizza place. Zips is a wonderfully unique pizza experience, from the all-meat pizza called the Bomber to the Ram, the Rocket, and the Italian Stallion. Oh, be sure and try their melt-in-your-mouth cinnamon dessert sticks, too. Everything at Zips is homemade, and they are open Monday through Thursday, 5 to 9 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 5 to 10. That's Zips Pizzeria in Adair. Also, check zipsphotos.com for sports pictures.
Calving is just around the corner. Stop by Renew Ag Supply in Atlantic today for all of your calving supply needs. From mineral to tags, we can help you get what you need. Got a few bottle calves around your place? Pick up a bag of milk replacer while you're here at Renew Ag Supply in Atlantic. Call Peg B. Shorner at 712-243-2555.
And welcome back now here to a Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines here after the timeout. And going to have a shot made there by London Weiss. Ankle kind of shimmied on her there after she knocked that one down, but she seems to be all right. Now a steal and McCorkle going back the other direction. She'll run it out the other end, and her layup and it's good. A couple of quick buckets out of the break here for Adair Casey. 82-46, 3:32 to go, and now a traveling violation will turn it back over again. Running down the left side was Ewalt. She tried to stop and pull it for a jumper, but picked it up too soon. Substitution now here. Plowman back in now for Adair Casey. Dinkle going to check out. Ferguson comes out here as well, is into the ball game for the first time. Will be Shania Powell. So Powell will check in here. Now McCorkle going to send it left side here to Mulder. Now it's Mulder out top now. Plowman to Mulder. Now a long outside shot is missed. Rebound pulled down here by Notre Dame. Notre Dame up the floor. They've got a few new faces back into the game here as well. We'll shovel off a pass now down underneath. Turn and the banker is good there by Alyssa Schwartz. Now a substitution now here for Notre Dame as they'll bring in Reagan Rogerson. Inbound pass now here. McCorkle's going to bring it up here for Adair Casey. She'll throw it right side. That's into the hands there of Anna Mulder, a senior. Getting some time on the floor here at the end of the game. And now a step in and shot by McCorkle. Rattles off. Rebound fought for by Plowman underneath. And they're going to call her for a walk as she came down to the floor. So now the inbound here for Notre Dame. Some more substitutions. Hannah Delaney, the 5'6 sophomore, checks in for him. Out front, the crossover, Kelker. She'll drive in. Float one too strong. Rebound fought for. Gilbert has it. Knocked out of her hands. Looked like a clean block, but they're going to whistle a foul. And Gilbert will go to the line now here to shoot two. It's going to be whistled. The foul against Shania Powell. And so now Gilbert will go to the line here for two. 84-46. Burlington Notre Dame on top here. And first free throw good by Gilbert. More substitutions now here for Adair Casey. Cassidy Chandler, the 5'2 junior, will check in. Also,
hey, Alex is in.
Alex Sackerman, the 5'4 junior, is in. The fans got their wish. Here's the shot up there by Gilbert. Missed that one. It's knocked out of bounds. And last touched by Adair Casey, they say. It was Kennedy Plowman who had checked in just a moment ago. Get some time here on the floor. Some other faces coming in now here for Notre Dame as well. Jayla Chris will check in. Long three-pointer attempt is made by Johanna Myers, the freshman. Four fouls and a three-pointer for Myers. She picked those up quickly in that third quarter. Now here's Adair Casey on the other end. Kennedy Plowman, the bounce down underneath. Nice job shuffling it off underneath there that time to Miranda Plowman. And Miranda knocks it home. Back the other way. Pump fake. Now a kick out here. A drive into the lane and a floater banker. Good that time by Hannah Delaney, the 5'6 sophomore for Notre Dame. Now Adair Casey, a couple of substitutions as well. Nadine Sandoval, the 5'3 freshman, will check in. And Summer Ferguson, the 5'8 junior, also into the game for Adair Casey. So everybody getting a chance here late to try to step on the floor as everybody in the Adair Casey book has been out there now. Here's a pass in the middle of the lane, a quick turn jumper, and that one's knocked down by Cassidy Chandler. The junior puts one home for the Bombers. Notre Dame back the other way, a run in the lane here, and going to have a reach and foul called here from behind. That's going to be Sandoval picking up the foul, I believe. And it will be. First on Nadine Sandoval. And inbound from underneath now here. This is the fifth team foul against Adair Casey this half. 20 seconds. That clock still running here with that running clock here in this fourth quarter. Inbound pass. They'll kick it out top. Work it left side. Pump fake. Got away with a walk there, but they'll give it back outside here, right side. Long three-pointer knocked short that time for Notre Dame. Should have been their ball still, but they'll give it back to Adair Casey. That was a shot missed by Delaney. And time will run out anyways before they get it inbounded. So that's going to do it here. That running clock really put that fourth quarter away in a hurry. And it's a 90-50 final. Burlington Notre Dame, the winner here in this Class 1A first-round state tournament contest over the Adair Casey Bombers. We'll take a three-minute break, come back, and let you know some of the numbers. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
When you're looking for a great new gift idea for your loved ones, head to Family Vision Center in Atlantic. They carry brand-name sunglasses like Oakley, Serengeti, Olay, Wiley X, and many more that would make great gifts. If you're not sure of the style they'd like, Family Vision Center has gift certificates available. They can use the gift certificates for all their eye care needs, including eye exams, prescription glasses, and sunglasses too. Stop into Family Vision Center in downtown Atlantic for great gift options for all occasions.
Dad, can you help me get this lid off the ketchup bottle?
Yeah, sure, sweetie. Let big old Dad in there. Let me have a go at it. Yeah, you're right. It seems to be stuck.
Are you having trouble getting the lid off your ketchup bottle? Then maybe it's time for a visit to the Health and Wellness Center in Anita. They will help get you back in shape and strengthen and tone your muscles. The Health and Wellness Center in Anita, just south of the CAM High School. Stop in or give them a call at 762-5000.
No matter what you participate in, whether in sports or other activities, coming out on top is always an accomplishment. It should be rewarded with quality awards from Anita Engraving. For over 30 years, Anita Engraving has been supplying area schools and organizations with trophies and plaques, all uniquely designed to your specifications. To place your order, call 1-800-659-4933. That's 1-800-659-4933. Anita Engraving on Main Street in Anita, making champions feel special for over 30 years.
Olive Street Station in Atlantic is your renewable fuels headquarters. They offer E85, E30, and E20 blends of gasoline. Olive Street Station offers quality Sinclair gasoline products, including their regular unleaded and super unleaded. You can purchase your fuel 24/7 by using your Sinclair card, Olson Fuel Supply card, or any major credit card or debit card at the pump. If you like full service when you fill up, Olive Street Station is the place for you. They will pump your gas and check your vehicle for you. They can change your oil, rotate your tires, and replace your wiper blades. Let their staff take care of all of your vehicle's needs. Stop in and see your locally owned, full-service, renewable energy supplier, Olive Street Station, the Keep You Going Company.
Plowman and Stanley Trenching of Adair wish the Bombers the best of luck at State. They can do tiling for all of your farm drainage problems, along with sewer and water problems for residential and commercial. Plowman and Stanley Trenching also does well closures and landscaping. Contact Brian at 641-740-0335 or Rick at 641-740-0384. Plowman and Stanley Trenching wish the Adair KC Bombers the best of luck at the State Basketball Championships.
Look to Kingery Awning and Signs to replace that old faded sign in front of your business. Get a new sign from Kingery Awning and Signs in KC, and your business will have a fresh, updated look that will draw people in to check out your store. They do custom sign work, lettering with custom design work, available with your graphics. Kingery Awning and Signs in KC wishes the Adair KC Bombers the best of luck in the Girls State Basketball Tournament.
Chris Parks along with Jim Field here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines as we finish up coverage of our Class 1A first round contest here as the Burlington Notre Dame and Nikes get a 90-50 victory over the Adair KC Bombers here in the first round of the tournament. And the Nikes will move on now here to the semifinals. And for Adair KC, their season comes to a close here. And of course, the big difference in the first half was the turnovers for Adair KC and missing a lot of those inside shots. And then that momentum just seemed to carry over into the second half. Just a really bad third quarter. Adair KC got out to a slow start and it really snowballed from there on out.
Yeah, to say it was a really bad third quarter is really not giving folks a really good idea what happened. It was about the worst third quarter it could possibly be. 37-11 third quarter advantage by Notre Dame, and it was just more of the same. Pressure up and down the floor. You have to adapt to what's out there. I mean, you complain about officiating, but you just have to figure it out, and then you have to do whatever they're going to allow you to do. Notre Dame was very physical up and down the floor. The new rules on handshaking stuff didn't apply here in this ball game, and Notre Dame was leaning shoulders, riding you all the way up the floor, impeding your progress. It's not supposed to be allowed, but they allowed it. So you have to do it, and you have to adapt to those things. Adair Casey was struggling, it seemed to me, with their spacing up and down the floor. They were all just clustered too close together or trying to dribble the ball up and down the floor. You don't beat a good press by dribbling the basketball. You beat it by spacing out and moving the basketball side to side, and they just didn't do a good job adapting to that, and that was what led to all those turnovers. They had 27 turnovers in the ball game compared to 14 for Notre Dame, and it's just hard to win ball games when you turn the ball over that often. But then when the other team shoots 58% and makes 9 three-pointers, you get what you saw here on the scoreboard today, 90-50, and the Bombers just could not adapt to that pressure. It was really, to me, it was more Notre Dame's defense, and it was their offense that did in the Bombers here today.
Yeah, and it was kind of that combination of things that really made that snowball worse, because in that third quarter, not only were they forcing the issue with the turnovers, they started to knock down almost everything they were shooting from the outside, too. Had a player that hadn't scored in the first half of it all drop in 10 points, all 10 that she had in the game in there in that third quarter. So anytime you get a team that starts to heat up at the same time that they're getting the basketball back a lot, it turns into a bad, bad scenario, and that's what happened here for Adair Casey as they lose this one here by the final of 90-50. We'll take a look at the final scoring numbers here for you in just a moment. Another 3-minute break. Back in a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
There's a saying, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Well, here's how to make mama happy. Take her to Happy Chef in Adair. Happy Chef offers daily lunch specials Monday through Friday, a Sunday breakfast buffet till 1 p.m., and a Friday night fish fry. Happy Chef is now serving adult beverages, too. So make mama happy. Take her and the whole family to Happy Chef, just off exit 76 in Adair. Good luck to the Adair KC Bombers.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if when it got cold outside, all the bugs in your house disappeared? In a perfect world, that would be so. But we don't live in a perfect world. So that's why we have Atlantic Pest Control. Bill and the guys at Atlantic Pest Control will come and spray your house inside and out to help with the elimination of insects, rodents, and other pests. So make your bug world as close to perfect as can be. Give Bill and the guys at Atlantic Pest Control a call today at 712-243-6900. That's 712-243-6900.
At Aiken Building Center in Atlantic, you'll find a store full of pros. From the home improvement pros we call customers and friends to our knowledgeable staff, whether your project is a small honey-do job or your plan includes remodeling your kitchen or bath, there's a pro here to get you hooked up with the materials and knowledge you need to get the job done and get it done right. So look around your home, and when you're ready to get those projects started, cabinets, fixtures, paint, or the tools to get it done, get into Aiken Building Center, where the pros shop in Atlantic.
Oh, come on, baby. Just start. Come on. One more time. Oh, no.
Don't let this happen to you during the cold winter months. Hi, this is Scott here at Second Street Repair and Transmission Center in Atlantic. We do more than transmissions. We'll make sure you won't be stuck out in the cold weather. Whether it's exhaust, transmission work, minor or major engine repair, it doesn't matter. We can fix it and fix it right in a timely manner and at a fair price. For complete auto care, call 2nd Street Repair and Transmission Center at 243-2203, located at 305 West 2nd Street in Atlantic.
After the storm passes, our job begins. With local claims service, Farmers Mutual Hail will be on the scene fast to evaluate your damage and get you back on your feet. With well over 100 years of financial stability, Farmers Mutual Hail is the calm after the storm. For service, stability, and satisfaction, look for The Cloud and Insurance Store Limited, your local Farmers Mutual Hail agent. Contact Insurance Store Limited in Adair and Casey today. Farmers Mutual Hail and Insurance Store Limited are equal opportunity providers.
Guns. That word can bring extreme emotions from anxiety to exhilaration. McCunn Specialty Firearms wants to take the anxiety away because when used responsibly and with cautions, guns can give you and your family a peace of mind. Practice makes perfect, so Bryce and Kevin are very excited to tell you that they have an indoor 6-lane shooting range coming soon to the corner of Highways 92 and 148 that will give you the opportunity to practice proper gun handling in a safe and friendly environment. Stop down at 210 Main Street in Messina and let McCunn Specialty Firearms give you that exhilaration and peace of mind when thinking of guns.
Back here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, Chris Parks, Jim Field, along with you here in this Class 1A state tournament coverage here as the Adair KC Bombers fall in the first round to Burlington Notre Dame. 90-50, the final score here as the Nikes defeat the Bombers. And take a look at the final numbers here for you in the contest. Taylor Hickey led the way here for the Nikes. She had 27 points here in the contest, was a good leader there on the floor, a great ball handler, and then she can shoot the ball from the outside as well. So she did a little bit of everything here tonight for the Nikes as they pick up the win. Also 16 points here for Riley Kilbride, 10 points chipped in as well here in the contest for Courtney Coffin. Those all came in that third quarter run, and 8 points as well here tonight for Corey Mesker for Burlington Notre Dame. They were 11-17 from the free throw line here in the contest. For Adair KC, 21 points here for London Vice, leading the way for them. And also then a couple of players with 6 apiece, and just not a lot of scoring otherwise there in that second half. That's another big story. But Zoe Dinkla had 6 points as well for Shelby Sorensen, and they both had 6 at halftime. 5 points chipped in by Emma Ferguson, all from the free throw line. 4 points apiece for Miranda Plowman and also Danny McCorkle. And 2 points chipped in here tonight for Cassidy Chandler late in the game as well, as they were 15-19 from the free throw line here in the contest, as once again Burlington Notre Dame wins. And they move on to the semifinal round now here, as we've had all of our Class 1A games taken care of here now today, as Burlington Notre Dame will move on to face Janesville in the next round, as that one will be played coming up on a Thursday at 10 o'clock for that semifinal in the next round. Colonesco was a winner today as well, and New Ofonda also a winner, so they'll meet up in the other 1A semifinal. That one's going to be played at 8:30 on Wednesday night, so a couple of different days there for those 1A semifinals. 2A teams are out on the floor now here getting ready. Cascade and Manson Northwest Webster will be the first 2A game here of the evening. But for the Bombers, once again, 21 points from London Vice, and, you know, really a good start for the most part. We talked about at halftime that it was going to be a great opportunity for Adair Casey. It felt like, you know, the last couple of baskets, other than those, the momentum was kind of hanging with them a little bit to be able to stay with Burlington Notre Dame, but then the turnover bug just continued to get worse there in the second half, causing them to lose this one. We'll take one more break, come back to wrap it up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
When it comes to protecting what matters most, keep it simple. Insure your car and home with Farm Bureau, and you'll have a combined policy with one deductible that can cover it all. That means faster claim resolution and less hassle. Plus, you can save money in the long run. It's the quick way back to normal, because with Farm Bureau, you've got an agent who can make things right when things go wrong. Farm Bureau agents make insurance simple.
In Atlantic, Iowa, that's Clayton Dorsey. Call him at 712-243-2263.
Olsen's Outdoor Power, your one-stop service and equipment shop.
They say there's a tool for every job. Well, for a lot of Iowa farmers, that tool is the Polaris Ranger. Just think about the many uses of the Ranger. Checking livestock, fixing fence, shuttling equipment between fields, or taking your dog for a ride. The Polaris Ranger takes the worst miles off your pickup. Olsen's Outdoor Power in Atlantic knows how important this machine is to the modern farm and is fully stocked with the machines, the accessories, and the parts to get you started or keep you going. Olsen's Outdoor Power, your one-stop service and equipment shop.
When you go to turn the faucet on to make your morning coffee and there's no water there, or you head out to check the cattle and you find there's not water there either, who do you need to have on speed dial? Vice Pump Service in Anita. Vice Pump works on water well pumps. They have Gold submersible pumps. They work on deep and shallow wells for pump repair and also pipelines. They offer trenching and backhoe service plus boring and septic systems. So any time of the day when you find yourself without water or low water pressure, you need to have Vice Pump Service of Anita on speed dial. Give them a call, 712-249-1233.
Farmers face many challenges that are outside their control, like grain and livestock prices, regulations, and weather. This is Wes from Rolling Hills Bank and Trust. Make sure your lender is not on your list of challenges. Our experienced loan officers understand farming and the challenges you face. We will work with you to provide a financing solution tailored to your operation. As you start to plan for 2014, Rolling Hills Bank would like an opportunity to show you how commitment to agriculture is more than just a slogan. Member FDIC.
The secret's out. For great pizza, you need to go to Zips Pizzeria on Main Street in Adair. Zips is not your regular run-of-the-mill pizza place. Zips is a wonderfully unique pizza experience, from the all-meat pizza called the Bomber to the Ram, the Rocket, and the Italian Stallion. Oh, be sure and try their melt-in-your-mouth cinnamon dessert sticks, too. Everything at Zips is homemade, and they are open Monday through Thursday, 5 to 9 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 5 to 10. That's Zips Pizzeria in Adair. Also, check zipsphotos.com for sports pictures.
Plowman and Stanley Trenching of Adair wish the Bombers the best of luck at state. They can do tiling for all of your farm drainage problems, along with sewer and water problems for residential and commercial. Plowman and Stanley Trenching also does well closures and landscaping. Contact Brian at 641-740-0335 or Rick at 641-740-0384. Plowman and Stanley Trenching wish the Adair Casey Bombers the best of luck at the state basketball championships.
Don't let an old and weathered roof degrade the value of your property. Protect your investments with a new roof today. Call Corey Schaefer at Schaefer Roofing. Schaefer Roofing specializes in residential and commercial roofing. They are fully insured and they offer annual service contracts on commercial roofs. They specialize in tear-offs to new construction and can take care of your repairs too. When your roof is old and weathered and you want to keep the value of your property, give Schaefer Roofing a call at 1-800-996-7321.
Spring is almost here. Do you need some dirt work done? Then give Plowman Earthmoving in Adair a call. Plowman Earthmoving specializes in ag, soil conservation work, terracing, waterways, ponds, tree removal, demolition, site grading, pipe work, basement digging, all bulldozing and excavating work. Any dirt work you need, give them a call at 641-740-0438.
Plowman Earthmoving in Adair wishes the Adair KC Lady Bombers the best of luck at the Girls State Basketball Tournament.
Welcome back here to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Chris Fox along with Jim Field as we finish up our coverage here of this Class 1A first round contest as Burlington Notre Dame defeats Adair KC 90-50. I do need to correct myself as well. London Vice finished with 23 points to lead the way for Adair KC. That's why I'm a broadcaster, not an engineer. But able to got to do the adding correctly, but she had 23 to lead the charge. And, you know, obviously disappointing, not the way that Adair KC wanted to finish the game, but, you know, this is the first time in the five-player game in girls basketball that the school has been to the state tournament, so you still feel great about the season you had, not the way you wanted it to end, but they had a great run this year.
Well, and the three seniors on the team could be real proud of what they accomplished. It took them 22 years to get them back to the state basketball tournament. Have they had better teams over the years? Maybe at different times they had some teams that were just as salty as this one. But, you know, this one was able to get through things and get this team back to the state tournament. And they had to feel pretty good about that. London Vice and Danny McCorkle, of course, they both were starters, played a lot. Anna Mulder didn't play quite as much, but still put in some quality minutes for her basketball team and gave them some good opportunities during the course of the time. There's some young players on this team. They're going to have to hopefully learn a lot from those players and move this thing forward. But, you know, it's frustrating. You want to win, of course, when you come to the state tournament, but only one of the two teams on the floor can. And, you know, this time around, there was just too much firepower out there for Notre Dame. They shot the ball very well here today. They had tons of opportunities, and they took advantage of the circumstances out there defensively. They put the pressure on, and they fought hard for that basketball. And at the end of the day, well, that's the team that comes away with a win. They never stopped playing hard, and Adair Casey just fell in too big a hole early, and that third quarter was just, you know, it was just difficult. You couldn't overcome that.
Yeah, and the Bombers as a team, too, one thing that kind of stands out from, you know, Coach Corey Bartz talking to him after that win earlier, I was able to do against Xyra EHK, that they got to move on in the postseason, and then also in his interview with you before the game here today, talked about how, well, maybe last year they should have had an opportunity to get here. They didn't do it, and it was a big motivator for their team. They went to work, did a lot of things in the offseason to try to make themselves better to be able to have this opportunity, and, hey, they got it done. And at the end of the game against the Spartans there, he knew that they had a chance then to play that next game to get to the state tournament, and he said, you know, we're going to go out there, play our best game, and if we give it a try and we win, that's fine. If not, then we had a, you know, great season and a great run. So I think they are going to feel good at the end of the day when they're able to look back on this and feel good about it. Obviously, it's going to hurt today.
Yeah, we just got the final numbers. Burlington Notre Dame shot 58% from the floor for the game, but 70%. They were 21 of 30 from the floor in the second half. It's pretty hard to beat a team that can put together those kind of offensive numbers.
Yeah, they just shoot the ball so well, and I got to imagine that they're going to have a great chance to move on as well. We were able to sit and watch the game previously with the team that they'll match up against in Janesville. And I would venture to guess, just seeing the two teams play, that Burlington Notre Dame is going to have a great opportunity to win that one and move on to the state championship game. So that's going to do it here in this one. Once again, 90-50, the final score, Burlington Notre Dame over Adair Casey as the Bombers finish their season. They finished with a 23-4 mark overall here with the loss here today in the first round of the Class 1A state tournament. So that'll do it for us here today, and that's going to do it for our high school basketball season as well. Unfortunately, no other local teams here to cover for you in the girls' state tournament, and no teams making it as well in the boys' tournament that we'll be following along here this year. So our high school basketball coverage here for this 2013-2014 season has come to a close. But, of course, we'll have some other sporting action for you throughout the summer months with a little coverage of some softball and baseball here and there, and then we'll also, of course, get back into the fall sports season. And you can follow along with all that on our website at KJN.com on our sports page and go to that schedule as well, and you can keep track of what we've got coming up for you here in the sports world. Don't forget, later on here tonight, we'll have Hawk Talk with Iowa Head Men's Basketball Coach Fran McCaffrey. That'll get underway at 7 o'clock here this evening. Once again, our final score, Burlington Notre Dame 90, Adair KC Bombers 50, here as the Bombers finish their season here in Class 1A State Girls Basketball. For Jim Field, I'm Chris Parks. Good evening from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines.
Fox News at the top of the hour, state news from Radio Iowa, and Brownfield Ag News throughout the day. What else do you need to know? Stay in the know on the station where your friends are, AM 1220, KJAN Atlantic.
This is the state.